High school football is on the air. HavenFootball.net is pleased to present tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's game is between your 1-6 Strathaven Panthers and the 2-5 Lower Marion Aces.
Myers jumps, has it, he's loose, he's at the 10, the 5, and Anthony Myers goes 46 for a score! At the 45, it's a foot race, Malone at the 30, no flags, and Nick Malone will go the distance, touchdown Panthers!
Tonight's game is sponsored by Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. Coco's Pizza in Brookhaven, Friday Night Football and Pizza. After the game or any time, everybody loves Coco's. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Brookhaven Auto Wash, from exterior washes to full detail service. Committed to customer satisfaction in Brookhaven next to Pep Boys. Wilson's, for all your oil and propane needs, right here in Wallingford. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961. Located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. Sandra McCauley, your Century 21 Alliance real estate broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. Plush Mills Senior Living Community, big enough to count on, small enough to care, in Wallingford. Swarthmore Co-op Market, your sustainable community food market since 1937. Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll, Mike Mayer, and Billy Morgan.
Homecoming at George L. King Field. Well, it's been a long 6 weeks here for Strathaven's football team. An opening weekend win versus Dobbins on the Friday of Labor Day weekend has been followed by six really agonizing losses. Two, well, more blowouts on the scoreboard, but four other losses within a touchdown or less suddenly has the Panthers on really, again, unfamiliar territory on the outside looking in on the District 1 AAA playoff hunt. That being said, with Lower Marion on the schedule tonight, Harriton to come, Radnor after that, and maybe even games to follow. Stay tuned for more on that later in the broadcast. Still a lot to play for, especially on homecoming weekend here in Wallingford. Welcome to George L. King Field behind Strathaven Middle School. We're glad to bring it to you here on HavenFootball.net. Good evening, everybody. Glad you're joining us either live or on the archive. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play tonight on HavenFootball.net for the 2-5 Lower Marion Bulldogs versus the 1-6 Strathaven Panthers. And not sure when the last time they took on Lower Marion with a lesser record, but
yeah.
I will have to say the Panthers, you know, for all intents and purposes, I was talking to a friend on the ride over tonight and said, you know, this team is 1-6 and could very well be 5-3 or even 6-2 with the way things have played out. Just a play away, two plays here and there in really four of the six contests, and really maybe even five of the six when you look at the Garnet Valley game midway through that third quarter and things turned on a penalty. But boy, the Panthers have been oh so close so many times and looking to get over the hump tonight to end a six-game losing streak. And joined as always here by Mike Mayer, and Mike doing the color commentary for the games, the engineering, and everything else on HavenFootball.net. But, Mike, boy, it's been tough sledding here for the Panthers, but have a chance to get healthy tonight against a very a solid Lower Marion team with a very big home crowd in front of them. So good chance to get everybody excited.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, look, we've said this, I think, a couple of times on the air already. They're the best 1-6 team ever. I mean, it's just they've been in these games with some tough teams. Garnet Valley, you want to kind of look at and say, well, maybe they could have beat them. I'm not too sure on any given day they could have this year. Springfield was a blowout. They are definitely a superior team. But all the other games, definitely. Ridley was winnable last week. Pencrest was certainly winnable. We were winning Upper Darby to the last, you know, till the 4 seconds click off. So, you know, it's been, if it wasn't for bad luck, we'd have no luck at all. We've had injuries with this. And, you know, that doesn't take anything away from the teams that beat us. We played, they won, they deserve it. End of conversation. All we're talking about is the what-ifs, and it's really from the heart for our boys in silver and black. They were this close to being right in the hunt, not for a Central League title, obviously, because that's going to be taken by teams that are pretty much undefeated in the league, which, by the way, as long as we segue into that real quick, the Springfield-Garnet Valley game, which is scheduled tonight at Springfield, they apparently have a light issue. and could get the lights on or something. So they have rescheduled it for tomorrow morning at 10:30 at Springfield. So if you find yourself at home and you're listening to our game, that's great. In any event, the point being that the Central League was out of reach, but certainly a 4-3, a 5-2, you know, that's getting into territory where you get to a playoff game. And we definitely have seen improvements. They're a small squad. I don't want to say small in numbers. They have about 43 people on the roster. So, you know, we got a lot of kids going both ways. How far they could have gone or not is not relevant. We would have been in the playoffs had luck gone a little bit differently for us. And you know what? That's the way it falls sometimes. We've been doing this for how many years now, Brian? 10?
Well, 2006 was all our right. first.
So we're eight years. So we've seen a lot of interesting years. And, you know, the longer you do this, the longer you're going to see it, the year where you go, oh, boy, this is tough getting through. But it's been a joy. And, of course, from our perspective, the Panthers have played well in a lot of games and kept it close. So other than the Springfield game, which we kept looking at each other going, okay, now what do we talk about? it's always tough in a blowout in any direction. Other than that, they were great games and great to broadcast. So we're with them. We hope they can turn the next three games into wins, and we'll go out on a high note.
Panthers come in relatively healthy tonight. If you listened to the broadcast last week with Ridley, Alex Bratz has checked out of that game late. Shane Mulhern missed most of that game with an injury. Both in uniform tonight. Both should see some action. Maybe limited. Both are typically two-way starters. We'll have to see what goes on there. Kyrie Fuller will not be in the lineup tonight. Neither will Anthony Paul. So the starting center and the starting outside linebacker still out tonight. Not in uniform for homecoming, but hope to see them back maybe as early as next week. We'll keep an eye on that for Harrington 7 days from today. On the other hand, Lower Merion, a little bit to talk about. They were 0-10 last year. 0-10 in 2012. Lost their first three games this year and then finally got off the schneid with an 18-16 win over Kensington in week four to end a 23-game losing streak. And then, after two tough losses to Marple Newtown and Garnet Valley, shocked everybody against Harrington last week. Harrington has actually played pretty well this year. Harrington and Lower Merion, sister schools in the same school district, and frankly, Harrington was ahead 10-6 for really the entirety of the second half, up until, with 11 seconds to play, Brandon Jones found number 5 Malik Ward with a 6-yard touchdown pass to win that game 14-10. So Lower Merion comes in here with a little bit of momentum, certainly some confidence with two wins under their belt, and one really just 6 days ago against in a big rivalry game for their school. So with Brian Scopolini, the first-year coach, maybe some things turn around for Lower Merion along the same lines. A number of juniors in the lineup. So, you know, this is a team that the Panthers cannot take for granted. It's a team that will come in with some excitement and momentum, as I said, and honestly gaining some experience with, you know, just looking at the starting lineup on defense, 9 of the 11 starters underclassmen. So, again, this is a junior-laden squad, taking their lumps a little bit this year at moments, but they've had their shining moments as well.
Well, two wins. Well, it's not a streak actually, but two wins in a season. You know, is pretty good for Lower Merion. And of course, they see what Strathaven's done this year or what they haven't done. I'm sure they smell blood in the water, and boy, that would make their year to beat a team with the caliber of Strathaven, regardless of whether it's an up year or a down year. So that's a possibility, obviously, and something we're going to have to Strathaven has to be concerned about. But I will say this: Lower Merion has struggled terribly when it came to football. But they come out every year crisp, clean. They're up on the ball. They're snaps. I mean, they're coming to play. They may not win many games, but they are not the team you would expect, you know, hands on the hips. They go out and practice every week. And just like the Panthers this year, where they're in a losing season, you know, they give it all they've got. And if they don't have the talent, they don't have the talent. But I've impressed every year with Lower Merion when we see them, because the way they hit the ball, the way they make their efforts, you know, they're like winning the league. And that's a credit to their coaching staff, to the kids who continue to go out. You know, they know it's going to be an uphill battle, but they want to play football. And, you know, good for them. It works for everybody.
I remember, you know, 1 year ago after the game, honestly, a 49-0 win for Strathaven over Lower Merion last year. After the post-game handshakes at midfield, rather than go to his own team huddle, Coach Clancy walks over to the Lower Marion team huddle. And I don't know the exact words that he said, of course, but again, it was more along those same lines, Mike, to say, look, this is a team that works hard. He was impressed with their effort, impressed with their energy. You look at the articles in the Delco Times each Saturday morning,
right.
Even in some of those blowout losses, you look at what some of the opposing coaches have to say about Lower Marion to say they're really impressed with their effort. They give it all they have and so forth. So, again, much better known for their basketball program, their soccer program, and so forth. But the football guys are going to be here tonight to work hard and probably, I would guess, give Strathaven a handful here tonight at George L. King Field. We're joined on the sideline by Billy Morgan. Billy, good to have you back. And, again, didn't have you down at Ridley, but, hey, back on the friendly confines here and able to see, hopefully, a good game tonight. Certainly is, and again, Strathaven 1-6, Lower Marion 2-5. Strathaven in their black uniforms tonight, head to toe, black jerseys, black pants, silver helmets with white numerals and black trim. Lower Marion is making their way onto the field as we speak in their road whites, white helmets, jerseys, pants, and maroon numerals and trim. The captains are going to meet at midfield for Strathaven, senior defensive backs Alex Bratsis and Paul Samaru, and we'll see who represents Lower Marion momentarily as they make their way onto that far sideline. Head coach Kevin Clancy, winningest coach in Delaware County history, 281 wins, and is 6 weeks removed from the last one, so looking to get back on track here for Coach Clancy and friends here in the silver and black tonight. But 11 Central League titles, the last one in 2010. Again, nothing to sneeze at there. The state record still holds a 73-game regular season win streak, remains the state record. And two state championships going back to 99 and 2000 as well, in the middle of four straight appearances in the Pennsylvania State Final. Four captains out on the field tonight for Lower Marion, including number 32, Mike Berg, number 9, the quarterback, Brandon Jones, along with number 20, another junior, Brandon Jordan, running back, and another junior alongside of him, linebacker Tommy Tice, and we'll see him at fullback. He wears number 44. So, looking forward to tonight. We're going to be back shortly. We'll take a few moments to thank our sponsors and, again, thank them for putting us on the air week after week. We'll be back for the national anthem and the opening kickoff of week 8 here.
Baby, it's cold outside.
When you need dependable heating oil or propane delivery or expert HVAC service and repair, there's only one company to call, Wilson. Wilson is a full-service, family-owned company that delivers real value for your fuel dollars. Wilson does this by helping you use less fuel with energy-efficient products and Wilson's home energy audits. Wilson can make your energy bills easier to manage with automatic delivery and a monthly payment plan. Give Wilson a call today at 888-607-2621.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field, and we'll pause momentarily here for the Star Spangled Banner, our nation's national anthem as performed by the Strathaven Marching Unit. That's the 12th man, the Strathaven Marching Unit, led by Jack Hans, and joined tonight also for pregame by the Strathaven Middle School Marching Band. You had over 600 students on the field playing a number of things, including Journey's Don't Stop Believin'. I took a...
You want to hum a few bars on
that? Well, I'll be all right. I took a few seconds of video for it. I'll bring it home to the kids. They were... My youngsters were playing a duet on the piano, that song, this morning. So, anyway, they'll be fired up to hear that. A little bit of a bigger sound with 600 band members, but, you know, not bad. All right, we'll thank in advance our buddies up at WNPV.1440.com, Daryl Dobas and Jeff Nolan and Dan Morehouse for working on some things up there, including tons of scores from up in the Suburban One League and elsewhere. And Strathaven will open here with the opening kickoff. Thanks to our buddies at the Delco Times for tweeting out score updates from around Delaware County. We'll pass along those scores as we get them. Haverford on top of Marple Newtown, 7-0 early. Scoreless after one quarter. Radnor and Conestoga. So Radnor holding tight with Conestoga after the first quarter, but we'll keep an eye on a few different things. Ridley's at Harrington tonight. Archbishop Wood, 21. Monsignor Bonner, all zero, and that's only 5 minutes into the game. So Wood all over undefeated Bonner Prendy coming into this one. So we'll keep an eye on scores from elsewhere. A couple of huge games up in Suburban One. We'll keep an eye on Pennsbury North Penn, Penridge and Central Buck South. A couple of big-time players at the 4A level in District 1, and we'll see where that lands. But here, Lower Marion, ready to go. Kickoff is up and away off the foot of Jake Weinberg. It's going to be a short kick, and it'll be fielded there by Nick Malone at the 23-yard line. Looks to reverse field to his right, cuts back to his left. Malone still on his feet across the 38 and is swarmed there by a host of Lower Marion tacklers. And the Panther offense will take the field. First and 10, will snap it from the left hash mark, moving left to right as we start here at the 39-yard line. John Fender gets the start at quarterback tonight. Anthony Myers, Nick Malone, and Alex Bratzis in the offensive backfield. Behind him, the split end is Paul Samaru, the tight end, Denzel Lesenby. When they go with two tight, we'll see Matt Splane. Center tonight is Carl Landholm. He's over the ball right now. The guards, Williams and Mulhern, Fremont and Deeb are the tackles. Wing T look, motion man is Malone. On first and 10, the give is the fullback. Myers looking for room up the middle on the fullback dive. Across the 40 to the 43, gain of 4 to start things. The defense for Lower Marion includes UJ Reeves, Jake Weinberg, Marcus Biddy up front. Rashawn Cook, Amir Horton, Tommy Tice, and Mike Berg are your linebackers. Malik Ward, Marquise Gee, Brandon Jordan, and Jalen Glasgow, an athletic, fast secondary. Brandon Jones may see some time in the secondary as well. Double wing on second down and 6. Motion man, jet sweep. Here comes Malone off the right side. Looking for a block from Myers. Has the edge at the 50. 45 and banged out of bounds at the 41. But then a flag comes in very late back near the midfield stripe. So we'll keep an eye on this. Malone has momentarily 16 on the run, but I think it's coming back. I think you're going to get a Strathaven holding call back near the 49, but we'll see. Wait for the official signal. Wow, okay. Well, it's a flag against Lower Marion for a chop block, an illegal block below the waist. So Malone, his run will take him to the 40-yard line, give him 16 on his first carry for the Panthers' leading rusher. Malone coming into tonight, again, leading the team, 78 carries, 499 yards, a team-leading 6 rushing touchdowns. He's also scored 2 through the air on his 5 catches. They're going to tack on the penalty, 15-yard variety at the end of the run. That'll put the ball just inside the Lower Marion 25 with 11:14 to play here in the opening quarter, and the Panthers in business now, first down and 10. From the right hash, Samaru split to the right, tight end to the left is Denzel Lesenby. In at right tackle now is Petrovic. Gives to Bratzis off the left side. Follows its block straight up the middle. Cuts to his left at the 10. Down inside the 5. And Bratzis stopped at the 3. Bratzis rips off 22 on his first touch. And the Panthers will be set up first and goal. Hot knife through butter here in the early going for the Panther run game. Nice lead block from Myers and a huge hole on the outside there. Or on the left side, rather. Sam Petrovic is in at tackle. Mulhern is your right guard at the moment. First and goal from the 2. T formation. Gives to Myers off left tackle. He tumbles forward and into the end zone. Touchdown, Panthers. 1:14 in. And the Panthers on top, 6-0 on Anthony Myers. Sixth touchdown of the season. Not too bad, hey, Mike? Good start.
Not too shabby. It's the way we'd hoped it would start going.
Alex Bratsis on for the extra point. John Fender to hold, and Dalton Leach will long snap. And again, just four plays and a 15-yard penalty helping their cause. And the Panthers looking to tack on an extra point. Up and away and good. Bratsis knocks it through. A minute 14 in. The Panthers jump out early on the Bulldogs. We'll see if Lower Marion can answer when we come back. Stick with us. You're listening live to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Tired of grocery shopping in the same old megastore? Come over to Swarthmore and spend some quality shopping time at the Swarthmore Co-op Market. We've been your local community-owned grocery store since 1937 and feature local produce, sustainable meat, and seafood. We also offer a complete deli and prepared foods counter. Conveniently located in downtown Swarthmore at 341 Dartmouth Avenue. No membership required. Our 10th anniversary and our new building block party is October 18th. Come celebrate with us with 10% member discounts, children's activities, and live music and food at night. That's our all-day 10th anniversary block party on October 18th.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to High School Football on havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Lawler. And there's flags on the opening or the ensuing kickoff here, and it looks like Strathaven jumped offside, so we'll take a moment to try that again. But Strathaven up 7-0 in the early going here on Lower Marion. Just a minute 14 into the game, a four-play opening drive.
Go ahead.
Kickers. Free kick.
Offsides.
Well, our mic is working on the rest.
Yeah, that's
good.
There
we go.
That's good.
I thought it was Billy trying to get through. Okay. What do I know?
We'll get down to Billy Morgan after the kickoff here and get his impression of the opening drive for Strathaven, especially the work up front by the offensive line. All right, Bratsis will try again from the 35. Steps into it. Line drive kick's going to come down at the 10-yard line, and straight ahead comes Marquise Gee, looking for room up the right side and has some room across the 35-40 out to the far sideline. 45, not great coverage there for the Strathaven special teams unit. Samaru finally on the stop, but at the 48-yard line, the defense will have a short field to work against. The Strathaven's defense, I'm sorry, the Lower Marion offense will start there. Brandon Jones is your quarterback. We'll see perhaps Nasir Jonick and perhaps number 20, Brandon Jordan, in at running back. Isaac Iglesias not in uniform tonight. Tommy Tice is your fullback. When they go three wide, it'll include Jalen Glasgow, Marquise Gee, and Malik Ward. The line up front includes Weinberg, Wegbright, Eisenhart, McConnell, and Berg. Four wide. Jones in the shotgun. On first down, they give it to Gee straight up the middle. Dive right up the middle, and not much doing. Middle of the defense holds up nicely. No gain on the play for number three in white. Strathaven defense up front includes Crew, Fremont, and Deeber. You're down three. The outside backers tonight, Alex Bratsis and Denzel Lesenby. Inside, Anthony Myers and Matt Splain. We may see Shane Mulhern as well. Roy Chung and Javon Springfield are your corners. Nick Malone and Paul Samaru are the safeties. Second down and a long nine after Gee goes for just a yard or a little less than that. Trips left, single receiver to the right, Jones in the shotgun. Back, little bubble screen, throws inside, and he is buried immediately. Samaru almost picked it off. Good catch by Ward and does well just to hang on, but he's going to lose 2 yards on the first completion of the night. And Ward is a pretty good athlete on the outside. Dangerous player, scored all three touchdowns from three different ways in their win over Kensington. He scored on an interception return, a kickoff return, I'm sorry, a run, an interception return, and a receiving touchdown.
There. Well, in that case, Samaru, I think, had that sniffed out from the moment it activated. He just saw it coming.
A little bubble screen, and Samaru blows it up, and it's now 3rd and 11 from the 47. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Wing to the left now is Tice. Jones on 3rd and 11, blitz coming. Jones under heavy pressure, Crew on his back, throw, and it is deflected away, knocked down by Matt Splain. Splain reaches up and swats it down. Three and out go the Bulldogs in their opening drive. Billy, pretty good opening series for the offense and the defense tonight.
The first timeout on the quarter. The first timeout will be Tommy
They'll punt it away. Number 54 on to punt. That's Jake Weinberg. Deep to return for Strathaven. Nick Malone and Anthony Myers. They await at their own 25-yard line. Weinberg awaits the snap. Strathaven leading 7-0 in the early going. Weinberg, high, very short kick off the side of his foot, angling to the far sideline, takes a Strathaven hop inside the 40, and then back out across, well, now they're going to say at the 39. Okay, so Strathaven will start their second drive in the exact spot where they started their first one, which went four plays for 61 yards and a score. Not too bad, and they'll try it again. Same offense on the field, only Dalton Leach in now at quarterback. Samaru split to the right. Wing right is Alex Bratzis. 9 minutes to play here in the opening quarter. Eight-man front for Lower Marion. Gives to Myers off the right side, and he's got some room into the secondary. He goes into the at the 50. On his feet at the 45, 40, 35, spinning through tacklers and carries a man to the 25. Anthony Myers with a highlight reel run. Wow.
That was something else. I thought he was down at the line of scrimmage.
36 yards later, the Panthers in business at the 25.
Well, they're finding their sea legs here, huh?
If you're a Strathaven fan, it's an incredible run. If you're a defensive coach for Lower Marion, you're going to say that's horrible tackling. And now you're going to have the back judge throwing a flag, and I think you're going to have a substitution penalty. Was this Strathaven with 12 in the huddle? Or
he seems to be counting Lower Marion.
Let's see. 12 men on the field. Head coach.
Yeah,
Brian
12 men on the field for Lower Marion.
Brian Scopoliti is out halfway. He's out to the hash mark. He's on the field, so I don't know if he's thinking timeout or what the call is here. So, all right, they're going to say time. Okay, yes. Scopoliti was actually calling timeout before they got flagged. So,
if they say so.
All right.
Works for me.
Couple of quick score updates. 35-0. Just starting the second quarter, Archbishop Wood on top of undefeated Bonner. So 7-0 Bonner has met their match tonight.
Bonner's playing in a different league when you're playing Wood.
Hatboro-Horsham on top of PW after one quarter, 7-6. Hard to believe there. PW comes in pretty good shape. The Hatters having a tough time, but they're up 7-6 right now. Downingtown West 13, Westchester East 6. 21-7 Penridge on top of CB South. Penridge is running back in the first half with 165 yards and three scores already. So, again, CB South at 6-1, Penridge at 5-2. That's a biggie. Big game tonight up in Suburban 1. We'll keep an eye on Pensbury North Penn as well. 14-0 Haverford on top of Marple Newtown. First and 10 here. Leach back to pass on first down. Looking. He wants Lesenby for the end zone. Leaps. Catches it for a touchdown. Or not. No, he couldn't hold it. Good delivery by Leach. Denzel went high to get it, but could not come down with it. When he hit the ground, it popped out. Leach put it there and thought we had Denzel's first catch of the season, but ball's incomplete, and now they have a couple more cracks at it. Second and 10 from the 25. Oh, boy, almost.
Well, that would have made the play of the game, or so far anyway.
Oh, so close. And I would think, and again, a couple more cracks at it here. You're in four down territory. Samaru split to the left. Wing T behind Leach. On second and 10, gives to Malone off the right side. Exposed to the hole. And across the 20, down near the 16-yard line. Rips off 9 yards in a hurry. Nick Malone moving well as he has all season. He's awfully quick, and it's been a nice little surprise here for the Panthers and a surprise throughout the Central League. In on the last stop, Malik Ward for the Bulldogs. Third and a yard. We'll keep an eye on a couple other scores as well. Coatesville on top of Westchester Henderson, 14-3 late in the second quarter. Here, third and one. Myers is your fullback. He takes the handoff off the right side. First down and more across the 15-yard line, down to the 11. Five more for Anthony Myers. Four carries, 47 yards, and the Panthers score already. 7:48 to play here in the opening quarter. Malik Ward, yet another tackle for Lower Marion. But the Panthers will have first and 10 from the 11-yard line of Lower Marion at this point. Looking to knock in another one here. All right. Panthers break the huddle. with a wing tee. Samaru, tight end now to the right. Leach barks out the signals. First and 10 from the 11. Off the left side, this is Bratz's first down, or I'm sorry, on first down. Takes it down to the 5, so 6 more for Bratz's. And good push up front for the Panther offensive line. They can go left, they can go right, they can go up the middle. At this rate, it's pretty balanced and pretty effective no matter what they're trying. Clock ticks, 7:25 and counting to play here in the opening quarter.
Yeah, Laura Marin's going to find some answers. They got to at least make this tough to do. It's second and, about 4?
From the 5, second and 4 indeed. Wing left is Malone. On second down, give is to Myers. He bounces off one man and pushes his way down near the goal line. He's close, awfully close to the goal line here, but I think they're going to say just shy.
Yeah, we'll give him a first down.
Inside the 1, they're going to have 4 cracks at it from there. First down indeed as Myers takes 5 more.
Yep.
Anthony Myers has really been a target for the defenses throughout the Central League in the early going, and as expected, he came back as their leading returning rusher. From a year ago, 83 carries, 353 yards, and 5 scores coming into tonight. Places him second on the team. T formation behind Dalton Leach. On first and goal, it's the Myers off the left side into the end zone for a touchdown. Anthony Myers for the second time tonight punches it in from short distance, and the Panthers on top 13-0 with the extra point pending. Well, like we thought, very little resistance in the early going here for the Panther offense. Laura Marion's defense has had some struggles in the early season. Alex Bratzis on to attempt the extra point. The snap is a good one. Ball spotted. Kick is away and good. Bratzis pounds it through. 6:39 to play here in the first quarter. Laura Marion will try to answer when we come back. Stick with us. You're listening live to high school football on havenfootball.net.
You feel the difference when you walk through our doors. The upscale decor, the comfortable atmosphere, the warmth of neighbors who are true friends. At Plush Mills Senior Living in Wallingford, we know what it means to live well. We're a rental community without the big entrance investment. A modern alternative to continuing care retirement communities where you're in control of your assets and your independence. With 158 apartments, Plush Mills is big enough to count on, small enough to care. Call 610-690-1630 to schedule the tour. It's a great place to live the good life.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. High end over end kickoff is going to come down at the 13-yard line. Looking for room is Ward off the left side. Now cuts back to his right. Ward with some speed across the 35. Still on his feet. Bounces out to the far sideline at the 45 out near midfield. It'll be finally run out of bounds over there. And Panther special teams will leave something to be desired. Nice stop there by Makai Hill, the 5'7 sophomore, to knock Ward out of the game. But you can see in the open field, Lower Marion has some weapons. And again, the kick return game, nothing to sneeze at. Marquise Gee had a 91-yard kick return touchdown versus Marple Newtown a couple weeks ago. That time, Ward sets him up at the 47. So it's funny, both teams starting their second possessions in about the same spot. Strathaven's cashed in twice on 61-yard drives, and Lower Marion will start their second drive, first and 10 at the 47. From the right hash, moving right to left. Shotgun look for Jones, who takes it. It's going to be a sweep to the left side. He's going to keep it himself. Tries to turn upfield, and nothing doing. Anthony Myers rips him down for a loss of 2. Myers with 17 tackles and a fumble recovery last week against Ridley. Here makes the stop for a loss of 2, and you know, Myers not in the lineup for the Marple game and the Pencrest game. You talk about what you lose on offense, but his abilities at inside linebacker or strong safety are just, irreplaceable on this particular team. And he's shown it with double-digit tackles in several games since, and he's even having missed 2.5 games. Still the Panthers' leading tackler coming into tonight by a wide margin. So Jones' first carry goes for -3. Second down and 13 now from the 44. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Jones Almost a false start there for Lower Marion, but not called. Floats one to the right flat. It's complete on the outside there, just across midfield there. And a stop there by Myers at the Strathaven 49. So a gain of 7 on the completion to Malik Ward. They're going to give him the 48, so it's going to bring up third down and about 5. Jones to Ward for the second time tonight on a gain of 8. Lower Marion trying to move the chains here. In at quarterback now. You got a new quarterback. Number 2 is Nasir Jonick. Oh, now he's in at running back, and this is Jones going to keep it himself. He reverses field to the right side, and he's tracked down by Myers for a loss on the play. Fremont turned him inside, and Myers catches him by the ankles back on the Lower Marion side of the field at the 49. Loss of 4, and now you're looking at 4th down and 8, and I think the punt team back on the field.
They have to. They can't give the ball that close.
Jones loses 3 and loses 4 on his 2 carries there, and Nasir Jonick, who started the season at quarterback, checked into the game at running back there, so we'll keep an eye on that. 54 is Weinberg, ready to punt it away for the second time. Waiting for the kick at the 30-yard line is Nick Malone and Anthony Myers. Good kick this time. Is going to back up Malone. He's going to let it bounce inside the 20, inside the 15. Terrific roll for Lower Marion. Down to the 10-yard line. Nice work by Weinberg. Give him 41 on the punt. No return. And the Panthers with a long field in front of him. 90 yards away with a 14-0 lead.
Well, that certainly makes up for the last punt he had, but that was not pretty.
All right. Isaiah Bruce has scored on a 69-yard run. Pencrest and Upper Darby tied at 14. Ridley, 28. Harrington, nothing. Midway through the second quarter. So Ridley picking up where they left off last week. They're getting hot at the right time and maybe in the mix for the playoffs should they win out. First and 10 for the Panthers here. From their own 10-yard line, Fender back in the game at quarterback. Double wing. Motion man is Malone. Looking for room off the right side. Gets a good block from Myers. 15. Bounces outside at the 20. Cuts back inside at the 25-30. Spins through one more tackle. And is finally wrapped up at the 28. Give Nick Malone, the 28-yard line. That's 18 more yards for the senior halfback. He's been fun to watch, Mike.
Yes, he has. And driving, no matter what the score was, he's always in there. Looks like he's playing with 120%. That was an 18-yard gain. I've got him for 3 carries for 44 yards so far.
Not a bad start. Speaking of not a bad start, Pensbury 7, North Penn 3, late in the first. Motion man is Bratsis right to left here. First and 10 from the 28. Straight ahead goes Myers, who's hitting the backfield. And I think he might lose a yard here. Nice work. Good penetration for the middle of that line. Mike Berg, number 32, on the stop there for Lower Marion. Call it no gain for Myers on his 7th carry. 53 yards for the senior fullback here in the early going, along with both Strathaven touchdowns. 14-0. They'll snap it again from the 29, second down and 10. Clock ticks down to the 3-minute mark here in the first quarter. Samaru split to the left. Motion man is Bratsis to that left side again. Toss play. It's Myers looking for room on the left edge. Gets a nice block, and a stiff arm will get him a couple more. Out near first down yardage, I think he'll be about a yard shy, but give Myers about 8 more. Nice tackle there to hang on for dear life. Jalen Glasgow gives up some size, but hangs on to Myers and drops him. Third down and almost 2 for the Panthers. John Fender brings in the play. Fender, after a couple of games where he struggled, well, really both quarterbacks have struggled at moments and a lot of times on the same evening, he's found a little bit of rhythm the last couple of weeks. We'll talk more about that in a moment. Here, 3rd and 1. From the 37, it's Myers straight ahead. He's going to have a first down, maybe. I don't know. Middle of the line held up nicely that time. Weinberg, along with 75 Ryan McConnell, in on the stop, and Myers needed about a yard and a half, and I think he's going to have it by the nose of the football, maybe the length of the football. That's it. They'll move the chains. All right. Give Myers a yard, and the Panthers get another shot at it. 3 of 6 passing for Fender last week for 27 yards. All 3 of those completions to Paul Samaru. But, again, he's delivered it well. Even the week prior. We'll talk more about that in a moment. Double wing. Motion man, play fake, back to pass his Fender. He's looking. Fires the wheel route, looking for Bratsis, who leaps in. Oh. It is broken up. Bratsis is playing almost like a defensive back there to knock it away from Malik Ward at the 30-yard line. So started talking passing game, and sure enough, they put it through the air on first down and falls incomplete. So Panthers have been pretty close on both passing plays so far. No dice. Looking for Bratsis in the that wheel route for the last couple of years has been awfully good with Bratsis and Malone. And Malone, five catches on the season.
Yeah, and I like the way they're mixing it up. I mean, it's good that it's just not run. Let's get some passes. They may need it in some of the future games.
Second and 10 from the 39. Back to the ground they go. They give it to Myers. Lots of room up the middle. Oh, shoestring tackle. Nice work there by Tice, or Myers is running all day. Instead, he's dropped at the 47. Give him 9. And near first down yardage again. Anthony Myers, 72 yards now on his first 10 carries. CB East, 14. Harry S. Truman, 14. Oxford on top of Avengrove, 14-0. Adrian Sapness of Marple Newtown has just scored on a 95-yard run from scrimmage. Sapness, Delaware County's leading rusher by a wide margin coming into tonight, just ripped off 95 more. 14-7, Haverford on top of Marple. Here, flags pre-snap, so let's see. Third and one upcoming for Strathaven, and flag from the line judge.
Line up offsides, or can't be a sideline warning for Laura Marion. Oh, you got 33 kids on the side.
We'll hear it in a moment.
Sideline warning.
Well, Mike.
I was wrong.
There you go.
Sideline warning on Laura Marion.
Former, you're a little too far removed from the chain gang, I think. You know, you had all those years working the chains down there, and now you're up here in the nice.
I just didn't think with 15 kids on the sideline, you could get a sideline warning.
This nice, comfy seat has
that's
you
right.
out of the action.
Got
here.
My captain's chair here.
Third and one. Panthers will try it again. Give us to Myers. First down and more across midfield. They've got him by the shirt tail, and Myers still plowing his way to the 45-yard line. Give him 7 yards and a Panther first down. Nicely done.
That was all him. That was no doubt about that.
52 seconds on the game clock here in the first quarter. They'll restart it, and the Panthers will try it again. Oh, I just got a text message that my son scored a touchdown tonight in the flag football game.
Oh, right.
We'll get some video of that later. But
right. Posted
here,
on Haven Football.
Panthers looking for some more. First and 10 from the 45. Gives to Bratsis. Looking for room up the middle on the cutback. Pushes his way across the 40. And again, nearing first down yardage. Bratsis takes 7 more. Panthers, you know, for... You know, hindsight is 20/20, and there's a lot of what-ifs in a high school football season, but the balance they have when they're all healthy, they run well to the left side of the line. They run well to the right. Bratsis is a good runner. We know what Malone can do. You know the threat of Myers at fullback, and they've got it going now. Second and 2, flag on the play. Again, pre-snap, and we'll check this one. I don't know. Look, Fender looked like he wanted to throw it that time, but pre-snap, they'll blow it dead. We'll listen for the referee's call.
Dead ball, encroachment, defense.
Oh.
Result will be a first down.
Third penalty of the night for Lower Marion. This one will result in another first down for Strathaven. They march it down to the 33-yard line with 3 seconds to play here in the first quarter, and they'll let the clock tick. Melts on the first quarter, and the Panthers will try it again to start the second quarter. First and 10 from the 33 when we come back. Stick with us. Be back after word from our sponsors and a whole lot more. Stick with us. Listening live to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Ralph Lawler, the L.A. Clippers here. Keep listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to second quarter action. Getting ready to go here. Homecoming at George L. King Field in Wallingford. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Billy Morgan's on the sideline. Pete Fulgenetti in this, with the spotting and stats here in the booth. And Mike Mayer doing everything else here at havenfootball.net. The engineering, the color commentary, the Facebook and Twitter updates, and everything else on havenfootball.net. 14-0 Panthers as we start the second. First and 10 Strathaven from the 33-yard line of Lower Marion. Moving right to left now from the right hash. Fender under center. Wing T behind him, motion man, jet sweep for Bratsis off the left side, looking for a block and gets it. Bounces to the outside, across the 20, 15, and slung out of bounds down near the 10. Alex Bratsis to the 11, 22 more for the senior halfback. Nice lead block there from...
Boy, they're really getting out ahead of their runners. They really look sharp.
Anthony Myers with a good lead block. They strung it out nicely to on this side as well, the left side of that line. Go ahead, Billy. T formation on first and 10. Back to passes. Fender looking, firing to the end zone. Has a man out there. It is caught for a touchdown. There's Denzel. His first catch of the season. Lands in the end zone. Denzel Lesenby on an 11-yard scoring strike from Fender. Touchdown, Panthers.
Finally, lost it in the other one, but got that one.
11:42 to play here before halftime. And Denzel Lesenby on the receiving end of an 11-yard throw from John Fender. On to attempt the extra point is Alex Bratsis. Dalton Leach will snap it. John Fender will hold. Ball spotted. Kick is away. Plenty of leg and good. Strathaven on top, 21-0. Pencrest and Upper Darby tied at 14. 28-0. Ridley on top of Harrington. Upper Dublin on top of Upper Moreland, 14-7 at halftime. Pensbury now on top of North Penn, 14-3. So one of the top-ranked teams in Pennsylvania, the Pensbury Falcons. This is maybe their biggest test of the regular season with North Penn coming in tonight. But they're holding their own. Galen Snyder and company doing the job so far. Closer to home here, Academy Park 8, Chester nothing. A safety and a touchdown pass for Academy Park. As we mentioned, Pencrest and Upper Darby knotted at 14. Here now 21-0. Strathaven on top of Lower Marion. And big game up in Suburban 1, CB South has cut into the Pennridge lead here. Now 21-14, the Rams on top of CB South. Josh Adams with 87 yards and a touchdown already in the first half. Ready to kick it off, and now they're timeout Strathaven. So you know what? We'll take a short timeout before the kickoff. And defensive coordinator Jim Connor wants to talk it over.
Kickers.
You know?
All right. What was the decision?
After the last two kick returns, I don't blame them. So
yeah,
we'll try it again. All right. 21-0 Strathaven. Stick with us. See if Lower Marion can answer when we come back. Right here on havenfootball.net.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a Coco's Pizza. At Coco's, you can get pizza your way. Thin crust or thick, red or white, with a whole slew of topping choices. Having a party? Buy 3 large or extra large pizzas and get a free 12-pack of Coca-Cola. Order your pizza right now at 610-872-7277. Coco's Pizza in Brookhaven. Pickup or delivery.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Here we go. Bratsis, squib kick this time, is going to angle it towards the left sideline. It's going to be fielded there by one of the up men, and he's swarmed in a hurry. Nice tackling that time by Dale Much. Much slings down the ball carrier, Rashawn Cook.
Wonderful.
So the sophomore pays for it, and Much just slings him down. And Munch, a senior, he's fired up about that
tackle.
Yeah,
I tell you, Dale Munch does not play a lot, but he has been in practices forever since middle school and everything else. It's just terrific to see him get into a play.
Probably the most enthusiastic kid on that sideline night in and night out, and big play right there to sling down Cook. You know, Lower Marion started their last two drives near midfield, much with that effort, drops them back at the 32. So nice work there for the Strathaven special teams. That timeout looks genius.
Yep.
Here we go. Lower Marion trying to get on the board here. Brandon Jones now flag, and you're going to end up with delay here. Let's see. Flag first.
Dead ball. Delay of game.
Delay of game indeed for Lower Marion.
Oh, boy.
It'll put them in first and 15 as we speak. Pencrest and Upper Darby tied at 14. Also here in Delaware County.
By the way, if you have to leave us, you can check your Facebook or Twitter accounts. We will give you updates on scoring as they come along, hopefully in a timely fashion.
Do the best we can. First and 15, Lower Marion will try it again. Your quarterback is Brandon Jones. Nasir Jonick is the running back alongside of him in the shotgun. They fake to Jonick and back to passes Jones under heavy pressure. Floats to the outside, is deflected and nearly intercepted. Myers in good coverage, knocks it away from Tommy Tice, nearly picked it off. Ball falls incomplete. It'll be second down and 15. So Jones throwing it now. 2 for 4 for 6 yards. Not a whole lot going in the Lower Marion passing game just yet, but they'll try it again from the 27. Trailing 21-0, and Lower Marion, again, will get the ball to start the second half. So if they can come up with any kind of points on the board here in the second quarter, it'll give them a little momentum and something to work towards in the after halftime. But long way to go here. Jones from the 27 on second and 15, ooh, right up the middle, and smack into Fremont and crew. No gain on the play. In fact, he's going to lose one more. Jones has gone for -3, -4, and now -1 on his three carries. Justin Fremont and Elijah Crew there to meet him immediately. Just no chance that time.
Yeah, he had nowhere to go.
Clock ticks. 11:08, 11:07, and counting a play before half. Third down and 16 now from the 36. Lower Marion again snapped a 23-game losing streak. Their last win before the Kensington game was November 12th of 2011. So, again, good team, good way to bounce back here for Lower Marion with two wins in their last 4 weeks. And now timeout. They were nearing another delay game penalty, and Brian Scopoletti has seen enough. So we'll keep it right here. And, Billy, what's going on the sideline down there?
Okay, well, thanks for the update.
Good to know. BC Lurice.
Did you get your picture in there? Yeah, well, we've got Beasley to do a recording for us. I think we just played it, as timely as that was.
All right, third and 16. Lower Marion will try it again now from their own 26-yard line. They send three receivers to the left, one to the right. Cook, the sophomore, singled up on the outside to the right of the formation. Jones with three to his left. He's in the gun again. Blitz coming. Looks, fires to the left side. He's got a completion on a slant and lots of room. Glasgow across the 50, across the 45 into Haven territory. Malone finally tracks him down deep in Strathaven territory, but a quick slant rips off a bundle. By far the best play of the night for Lower Marion. Gain of 44 and a first down.
Wow, all the way down to the 30. Woo.
Nice catch and run from Jalen Glasgow, but great delivery. He did not break stride at all on that slant. And I like the call, honestly. Three-step drop, blitz coming, and they still got it out in time. Got it out of his hands in a hurry. And Jones, a converted running back. So he's, you know, not a guy that's Ward on a sort of a wildcat look. Direct snap to Ward. He looks the room off the left side, cuts it back. Dances through one tackle, but is wrapped up there at the Strathaven 26. Gain of 4 for Malik Ward. Went with a direct snap that time. Let's see what they come up with here on second down and 6. Fremont in on that last stop for the Panthers.
And Ward was all over the place, so that was nice for Fremont to be able to track him down.
Brandon Jones had a rushing and, of course, a passing touchdown last week in the last-second win over Lower Marion. He's in the shotgun here, halfback on his left hip. Two receivers to the right. Give inside, and this is Jonick for the first time. And no, I'm sorry, that's Marquise Gee before Denzel Lesenby wraps him up at the 15. Gee takes it for 11 and a Lower Marion first down. So Strathaven's defense gives up third and 16 and now on their heels a little bit. Several different ball carriers. And like we said, in the open field, Lower Marion has some quickness and some talent. Panthers can't go to sleep here, even leading now 21-0. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Fullback is Tice in sort of a wing position. Offset left. And Jones in the gun again on first and 10. Gives straight ahead again is to Gee, who goes for maybe the line of scrimmage, maybe a hair more. A bunch of Panther tacklers in the mix there, including Elijah Crew on first contact. Second down and a long nine upcoming. At halftime, Mike will be talking to Pete Fulginetti. I don't know what you'll be talking about. It's an Eagles bye week. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, we haven't talked for 2 weeks now.
Yeah,
so.
you've got not a lot to
Pete was
say.
Gone, and when Ridley, you were there by yourself. So.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right, Pensbury 14, North Penn 10 now. Here, second down and 10. Jones in the gun. Going to keep it himself, and he pays for it. Wow, you could hear it from up here. Justin Fremont squashes him back at the 17-yard line. Loss on the play, and Fremont, I'm going to take a guess, outweighs Jones by about 100 pounds.
The advantage of being a defensive lineman.
All four of Brandon Jones's carries have gone for negative yardage here. So, again, nice job by the Panther defense dealing with Jones in the early going. Third and call it 12 now. Split to the left is Robert Sudler, a sophomore. Right. Three to the right. Fullback in the game now, and defensive coordinator Jim Connor has seen enough again. So both Panther timeouts now have come on the defensive side of the ball.
Timeout.
Trying to avoid another conversion on third and long, so we'll take a short timeout and see what the Panthers can do to slow down Lower Marion. Third and 12 from the Panthers 16 when we come back. Thanks for listening to HavenFootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 Alliance agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and a Century 21 Quality Service Award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-586-1300, extension 353.
This is Dan Baker, public address announcer for the Philadelphia Phillies and the Philadelphia Eagles. And you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Third and 12 for Lower Marion from the Strathaven 16. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Jones in the gun again, looking off to the right. Heavy pressure, throws over the middle, incomplete. Looking for that slant again. This time Paul Samaru in good coverage, and Jones took a heavy hit from Anthony Myers on the pressure. Falls incomplete, fourth and 12, and they'll give it another shot from the 12-yard line.
Who forced that hurry?
It looked like Myers coming in off the edge.
I'll check it.
7:49 to play here in the second quarter. Strathaven leading 21-0 and trying to get the football back. They've scored on all three of their drives. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Singled up out there is Malik Ward on fourth and 16. Jones is back. Heavy pressure again. Firing over the middle. It is juggled and caught, but well short of a first down. Call it a gain of one on the play. Alex Bratzis with a big stop on Rashawn Cook in the open field. So a gain of one, but Lower Marion will turn it over on downs. And the Panthers' defense bends but does not break, and the offense back on the field now deep in their own territory. Couple reminders. On first down, give is to Malone. Sweep off the right side. Takes the handoff from Leach. Pushes across the 20-yard line and stacked up there. Malone just refusing to go down. They always have to blow it dead, it seems, with him still standing up and fighting to stay on his feet. Picks up about five, maybe. We'll see where they spot it. Out at the 21.
One, yep.
Gain of five for Nick Malone. 48 yards on his four carries. Bratsis has gone four for 37. Myers 11 for 79. They are doing quite well in the early going here on the ground. Dalton Leach under center. Samaru split end to the left. On second down at about four. Gives to Myers up the middle and looking at, look out. Nice cut to his right for a first down across the 30 out to the 33. Anthony Myers takes 11 more. Panthers in business here.
Yeah, Lauren Aaron really doesn't have any consistent gameplay against the Panthers.
Panthers have scored on drives of 61, 61, and 90 yards on their three possessions. 6:44 and counting to play here in the second quarter. Same formation. Tight end to the left is Lesenby. Wing left is Malone. Split end is Samaru. Give is to Bratz. A sweep to the left side. Chucks one tackle and pushes his way forwards. Almost lost the football, but hangs on across the 45 out to the 47. 14 more for Alex Bratzis. Bratzis ripped off a 58-yard run against Ridley last week to put them in position for their second touchdown of the game. And then hobbled off with an injury in the final 4 minutes, which maybe hurt their comeback attempt a bit. No discredit to Ridley, though, with a big defensive stop. First and 10 from the 47. Leach, quick hitter to Myers. Lots of running room across the right side. Bounces across the middle to the 45, 44-yard line. Nine more yards and into Lower Marion territory. Myers approaching the century mark here. Still midway through the second quarter. 24-7. Haverford on top of Marple Newtown at as they approach halftime. Marple Newtown still in the mix for a 3A playoff spot, but threatening to fall to 4-4 with still some tough games in front of them. We have an injured Lower Marion player down on the field at the moment, and we're going to take a short timeout and hope the best for Big 56 UJ Reeves. So we'll take that timeout right now. Be back in 30 seconds. Hopefully okay. UJ is okay, and we'll keep things going. Right here, Central League action, week 8. Glad you're joining us on havenfootball.net.
A clean car is one of the great satisfying things in life, and Brookhaven Auto Wash and Detail Center is the place to go for a sparkling clean car. Whether you're looking for a simple exterior wash or full-service detail treatment, you'll be delighted with the results. Their facility in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue, right across from Pep Boys, features brand-new auto washing equipment and a complete auto detail shop. Take your auto over to Brookhaven Auto Wash and Detail Center this weekend. You'll be glad you did.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Reeves walking off the field under to the Lower Marion sideline under his own power. Good news there.
Yeah, my stats, by the way, show 13 carries for Myers, 101 yards, two TDs.
Not too bad.
Yep.
Myers is the fullback, T formation. On second and one. Splain, tight end to the left. Lesenby to the right. Keeper for Leach. First down and more. Dalton Leach dances in the secondary. And now it's a foot race. Leach at the 25-20. One man to beat. Grabbed by the face mask and pulled down inside the 10. But Dalton Leach on a quarterback dive has his longest run of the season by far. Give him 35 on the carry. Now more than that. They're going to spot
down
to the 5-yard line. 39-yard run for Leach, and he'll go half the distance to the goal line on the face mask. And, you know, the last time I saw a quarterback keeper go for that kind of run on just a dive play, do you remember, Mike? Come on. I'm going to flash back. There were not too many highlights on this one night in 2012.
Oh, God, you're kidding me.
Come on.
I can run for breakfast on Wednesday.
It was the last game of the season in 2012. We went up to Pottsgrove for a playoff game, and Kevin Mulholland saw basically no center, no free safety in the middle of the field
and just
from his own 20-yard line.
Yep.
took a snap and ran literally straight up the field, yep, an 80-yard sprint and untouched.
Was that the play of the game?
That was our play of the game, yep. Kevin Mulholland went 80 yards on the quarterback dive 2 years ago. Here, Leach has him set up first and goal from the three. Give is to Bratsis. Look, bounces off one tackle in the backfield and carries it on in for a Panther touchdown.
Bratsis
looked to be stopped 3 yards shy of the line of scrimmage. Instead, he goes 3 yards forward to the end zone. Touchdown, Panthers, with 5:24 to play here in the first half.
Wow, they're really just rolling, aren't they?
Indeed. Myers, Malone, Bratsis, Leach are sharing the ball, and 85 yards later, the Panthers are in the end zone again. Bratsis will stay on to attempt the extra point. Leach to snap it. Fender will hold. Ball spotted. Kick is away, and kick is wide. No good. So missed extra point. One of the few blemishes on the effort here for the Panthers in the first half. See if Lower Merion can answer midway through the second quarter. 27-0 Strathaven here on havenfootball.net. Glad you're joining us. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Dan Connor, Strathaven class of 2004, NFL linebacker, and you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Bratsis, kickoff, squibbed to Cook, who catches it on a knee and falls forward to the 35-yard line, and Lower Merion starts there. But now trailing 27-0 as Dalton Leach with a 39-yard quarterback sneak sets up Alex Bratsis. That 3-yard touchdown run for Bratsis caps the 85-yard scoring drive. Not too shabby. Panther defense right back on the field here, but it's been effective. Lower Merion started to get some traction, though, in that last drive.
Yep, absolutely, and I would, if I were them, I'd continue doing. The passes are open, so those alleys have been kind of open for them to pick up some passes and run.
Shotgun look again. Jones backs offset to the right. Give inside. Gee goes for maybe a yard, maybe one. No, not even. They'll give him the line of scrimmage to be generous there. Elijah Crew in on the stop. Crew is, again, not the biggest guy you'll ever see on the high school defensive line, but he is quick, and hard to block. Does well on the wrestling mat, too, in the winter. He's lined up at nose guard tonight. Big Justin Fremont sits to his right. Peter Deeb to his left. Two of those three will be back again next year. Two receivers to the right, one to the left on second down and 10. Jones, give inside. It's to Gee one more time, and he is wrestled down right one more, right, almost an instant replay. Elijah Crew slings him down for a loss of a yard. Crew, little 30-second highlight reel.
Yep.
Two plays in a row for number 32. Speaking of highlight reel, we'll feature the play of the game at some point later on this weekend. If you're joining us late, also the big game in the Central League tonight, where all eyes were planning to be, has been postponed. The lights are not working at Springfield, so the undefeated Cougars and 7-1 Garnet Valley will play tomorrow morning at 10:30.
Oh, boy.
Sorry, 6-1 Garnet Valley.
Total confusion for Lower Merion in the backfield. Had no idea where to line up.
Another flag on the play here pre-snap, and we'll await the call from the referee. A couple other quick score updates include Academy Park on top 21-20.
Dead ball. False start.
The other big news from Ober and Upper Darby is that Penn State coach James Franklin arrived with 5 minutes to go in the first half by helicopter.
Ooh.
Landed a helicopter somewhere near Upper Darby High School, maybe at Mercy Fitzgerald, or I'm sorry,
at the hospital.
Delaware County Hospital, I don't know. But they landed a helicopter over there. He caught the
last
5 minutes.
Well, they had that big field right off to the north, I guess.
That's true, yeah, right next door. So Franklin lands and got to see the last 5 minutes of Woods' so far demolition of Bonner. Third and 16. Back to passes. Jones fires deep down the middle. It is going to be intercepted by Roy Chung. Chung at the 50. Looking for a convoy down the far sideline. Straight at the 30. And a flag on the play, but Roy Chung picks it off and runs it back inside the 20. Now we'll check the flag. Samaru and Myers tangled up on the far sideline. We'll keep an eye on that. But in the meantime, I think you're going to end up with a flag post-turnover. So the third interception by Roy Chung on the season leads the team. And now we'll sort out the flags, which appeared to me to be post-possession. So nice job by Chung. You know, I was watching defensive coach Brian Feely work with Chung on that pregame.
Block in the back. Return team.
All right. So spot foul here. Block in the back for Strathaven is going to negate about 15 yards on the return. But Roy Chung's third interception of the season's still going to set up Strathaven in Lower Marion territory. And as I was saying, Brian Feely and Roy Chung were working on a couple things pregame, just coming out of his breaks as the quarterback was
That's a 35-yard penalty, by the way.
Yeah, that one stings as I watch him march it off. But Chung did a nice job catching that ball at its highest point and running the other way.
Chung will get the credit for that run back. So
we'll get Billy's take on that as a former defensive back after this play. First and 10. Motion man is Bratsis from right to left. Play fake. Back to pass is Fender. Fire into the right flat. He's got Bratsis out here. It is complete. He bounces outside and run out of bounds inside the 30-yard line. And now you've got a tangle here, and there's going to be flags all over the place. Bratsis gets up with his hands in the air saying, hey, it's not me, but I think you're going to end up with a flag on number 5, Malik Ward. He's hit near the sideline, and tempers flared earlier on the previous play. But we'll let the officials sort it out. Bratsis has first down yardage on the catch.
It's a 31.
Gain of 11. And we'll see what happens next. Fender, 2 of 3 passing for 22 yards and a score now. But we'll let the officials sort this out. So, Billy, in the meantime, never mind. We'll let them sort out the last play, but I'm not sure where you're standing. You could see the interception?
Dead ball and sportsmanlike defense.
All right, so after all that, only one flag is thrown. It's against the Lower Marion defense, 15 yards post-play, and they'll march off 15 more. And Strathaven's going to be in the red zone yet again here. So Roy Chung sets them up with interception, and they punched it in, last week, shortly before halftime. Chung had a play where he picked it off, and it set up Nick Malone's second touchdown of the night. And
boy, that was a winnable game. It was.
That was actually in the third quarter. I said before halftime, but that was in the third quarter last week. I think to calm things down more than anything, timeout Strathaven. That's their third and final timeout of this half. Coach Kevin Clancy's going to have everybody take a knee, and I think going to get a keep your composure lecture here. In the meantime, we'll keep. Keep it right here.
Okay.
Get a few new scoring updates. Thanks again to our buddies at Delco Times and WNPV up in Lansdale for up in the Suburban 1 turf. But, again, 14-10, Pennsbury on top of North Penn in the big game up there. Let's see. Quakertown is ahead 13-7. Undefeated Quakertown with one of my old high school rivals actually coaching there. I played baseball against George Bannis and then with George Bannis on a Carpenter Cup team way back when, but he's doing a good job with the football squad. 7-0 Quakertown on top of Council Rock South, 13-7 as we speak. Wellman cuts it back, and Malone into the end zone. Touchdown Panthers with 3:11, and again, I just said they outnumbered and overwhelmed them on the right side of that line, and Malone does not need a whole lot of space. He scores on the cutback from 13 yards out, and Malone with his seventh rushing touchdown on the season, 33-0 Strathaven, extra point pending. Three touchdowns here in the second quarter. Bratsis on to attempt the extra point, trying to stretch this lead to 34. Ball snapped, spotted. Kick is away, and Bratsis hooks it again. No good. So, Panthers, a few mistakes on the extra points tonight, but they cap another short, that time a much shorter field. They have a 90-yard scoring drive tonight, an 85-yard scoring drive tonight. This one started at the 41 of Lower Marion after the penalty and Roy Chung's interception. So, not too bad. Panthers in front, 33-0.
Yep, I'm just posting on Twitter right now.
All right. In the meantime, we'll keep an eye on scores from elsewhere. A lot of the 7 o'clock games are at halftime as we speak, so not a whole lot to talk about at the moment. But in the meantime, we'll keep an eye on District 1 and District 12. A lot of good Saturday games. Now you have Garnet Valley and Springfield at 10:30 at Springfield tomorrow. But Archbishop Ryan and Cardinal O'Hara is at 7 tomorrow night. Roman Catholic at LaSalle, 1 o'clock tomorrow should be a good one. Alex Bratsis, line drive kickoff. It's going to roll, and be picked up there by Marquise Gee at the 16. Across the 20, 25, Gee with a little bit of room, and now ball pops out. Let's see. Scramble for it. Gee was popped. He was belted. I'm not sure. Let's see who comes out of the bottom of the pile. Lower Marion players think they have it. And no signal just yet. Still no signal. And that's indeed Lower Marion did recover. So nice hit there by the Strathaven special teams that time. Rob McGee on that last tackle. First and 10, Lower Marion from their own 31. Number 9, your quarterback, Brandon Jones. At the with 3:04 to play here before halftime. Lower Marion still with 2 timeouts. So we'll see how things go with that. Jones, give inside. It's Gee up the middle. He carries a tackler for a moment. Then ball pops out. I think Fremont's on it. Elijah Crew knocked it out, and I think Fremont's on top of it. We'll see when they unpile. There it is. Big Justin Fremont on top of it. Elijah Crew stripped him, and Fremont, his defensive line mate, knocks it out of the hands of Marquise Gee, and now the Panthers with a score here would potentially put this at a running clock circumstance in the second half.
Okay, what is that, 31, yeah.
Dalton Leach brings in the play. 35-point deficit in the second half would mean running clock from here on out. Leach under center, wing tee behind him, split end to the right. Leach on the counter, gives to Malone, who bounces inside, outside, cuts hard to his left, and stumbles down inside the 15, or he'd still be running. Malone takes 17 more, and the Panthers in business now, again at the 13. Good cut from Malone. He has 78 yards on his 6 carries and a touchdown. Quite an average, huh?
Yeah.
12.5 yards per carry at the moment. Malone, wing left. Myers and Bratsis behind Leach. Motion man is Malone from left to right. Give on a counter is to Bratsis, who's grabbed up high. Nice tackle there by Jared Estacio. Did not get a face mask. Get his hand caught in the face mask. Yeah. So nice work there by Estacio on the tackle. Gain of 3 for Bratsis, second down and 7. Bratsis now with 57 yards on the night, and his own touchdown, 2:15 and counting to play here in the first half. Sam Petrovic in now at left tackle, giving Justin Fremont a breather. 2:05, 2:04 to play here in the second. They shift wing right to Bratsis. Back to passes. Leach is a flag on the play. Leach is going to keep it himself. He's going to dance on in to the end zone, but I think it's coming back. I think you're going to get an illegal shift on Strathaven. Those backs, once they shifted, did not come set.
Yep, that was it.
Yep.
Ugh.
The officials agree with me. So Leach, sorry to not have the enthusiasm there on the touchdown run, but it was called back anyway. You sort of saw that one coming.
It was a backfield judge, right, who threw it?
No, the referee.
Referee, yep.
Referee as Malone and Bratz has shifted. They have to come set for a 1 second count and just didn't. All right.
Illegal shift.
That'll march it back to the for Strathaven, back to the Lower Marion 16-yard line. Brings up second down and 11, well, maybe 12. And they'll try it again. Samaru, tight end to the right. Lesenby, tight end to the left. On second down. Give inside is to Myers, who dodges one man but pushes his way and carries three tacklers inside the 14 and maybe to the 13-yard line. Gain of about three for Myers. He is over the century mark, as we said, on his 14 carries and two Panther touchdowns tonight. Panthers have had four different guys in the end zone tonight. 128, 127 to play before halftime. Panthers trying to punch it in one more time. They'll give it a go on third and nine from the 13. Samaru split end to the right. Motion man is Malone. Play fake. Leach back to pass. Has time. Looks. Rolling to his right now.
Oh.
Is sacked. Oh, ran out of time in a hurry. And Leach dropped by number 75, Ryan McConnell. And back to the 21-yard line. Loss of five on the play, and now you're looking at fourth and 14. Probably right at the edge of field goal range at 39 yards here for Alex Bratsis. And given the struggles on extra points, they're going to keep the offense on the field. Panthers trying to punch it in one more time before halftime.
A clean car is one of the great satisfying things in life. And Brookhaven Auto Wash and Detail Center is the place to go for a sparkling clean car. Whether you're looking for a simple exterior wash or full-service detail treatment, you'll be delighted with the results. Their facility in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue right across from Pep Boys features brand new auto washing equipment and a complete auto detail shop. Take your auto over to Brookhaven Auto Wash and Detail Center this weekend. You'll be glad you did. Welcome to the At the Half Halftime Report with Mike Mayer and Pete Statman Fulginetti. Tonight's report is sponsored by Coco's Pizza in Brookhaven, Friday Night Football and Pizza. Mm-mm. After the game or anytime, everybody loves
halftime. And the band is on the field in all 400 and something glory and covering the entire field. Pete, what's your thoughts? A little different of a game than we've seen all year long?
Absolutely, but this is the kind of game we expected, really. Because Lower Marion, a little bit weak in all areas. They're small in stature and amount of kids they have out there. So it was kind of a game we expected, and Strathaven has played very well.
So what's you've been gone for a couple of games. You missed the Springfield game, which was something that I would have chosen to have missed.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Ridley game, we weren't in the booth, so Brian was
I'd like, rather than discuss this game, because I think we know what's going to happen tonight, I'd like to discuss what could have happened this year, because the way we look back, there's three games that Strathaven, I think, should have won. They definitely should have won the Upper Darby game, a game that they were ahead with 33 seconds to go, and Upper Darby scored on the last play of the game. The Pencrest game, they were down within the 10-yard line, a last-second pass went incomplete. That would have been a win. And the Marple game, I think we should have won that one too.
Right, we just kind of ran against
that. 4-3, and we'd be right in the heart of the playoffs. Right now, I think the only two games that we were outclassed was Springfield and Garnet Valley.
Yeah, and Garnet Valley even, the third quarter, the wheels fell off. But up until the third quarter, we were hanging in there as well. Now, Brian says, well, that might have been a win somewhere along the line. I don't think so. I think we could play Garnet Valley and Springfield many times this year and never be able to beat them. I just think it's in Garnet Valley's case, I think they did not play good football in the first half,
as you
which
know,
gave us an opening.
I missed the Springfield game. But I also heard the score, and from what it sounds like, it was really a one-sided
affair. Well, let me put it this way. In this many years of doing this, I have never failed to do a play of the game. Strathaven's performance was such that I could not find a play of the game. I could have done the Springfield play of the game. I've never done that before. But I just felt, you know what, that's just a game I just assume we all forget. And, yeah. You know, Springfield is, you know, of course, tonight's game was postponed until tomorrow, which I may go out and see. But they are, I think, the real deal. Interesting game they had against Upper Darby last week where they almost lost. But, you know, even good teams have bad nights. And if they have a bad night against a team that has a good night, I can remember a few Strathaven games when they were really rolling, and there are a few games that are closer than we thought they should have been.
Yeah,
we just weren't firing off.
Upper Darby's an interesting team. Of course, one week they could be the best team in the Central League, and the next week they could lose anybody.
Well, you know, I saw them play play Ridley, and, you know, in the first quarter, it was 14-0 Upper Darby, and they looked like a machine. And then the second quarter, by the end of the second quarter, Ridley was up 21-14, and Upper Darby never scored another point. So, you know, you're right. They have a Philadelphia Eagles capability.
Yeah, I guess they could be a team.
I mean, the Philadelphia Eagles generally are one team in one half and one team in the other. Upper Darby can be one team in a quarter. And then, but, of course, when you're 16, 17 years old, you're allowed to do things like that when you're 25, 26, and you're screen paying $100 million a year.
Another thing tonight, you see the score, 33-0?
Yes.
We are wearing black shirts and black pants. Sunday night, the Eagles wore black shirts and black pants. You are wearing a black shirt and black
pants.
Well,
I always wear black, well, not black pants.
It seems like if you wear black and black, good things happen to you.
Yeah, okay, if you say so, Pete. So anyway, so obviously the Eagles have a bye this week. Giants are playing Dallas. It's not possible that both can lose, so that would be our first choice. So what do you think? Dallas is on quite a roll, and Giants aren't looking very good.
Dallas is on a roll. What really surprises me about Dallas is their defense. I always thought that they could score points with the DeMarco Murray running the ball. He's a powerful runner. But they were supposed to be one of the worst defensive teams in the history of the NFL, and they held the Seattle Seahawks to 23 points.
Yeah, yeah.
And it wasn't that close. Two turnovers made it even closer.
Right.
So I don't know what to expect of that. But as crazy as the NFL is, the Giants could still beat them on 4 o'clock on Sunday. It's very possible they could.
Well, I think pro football is very close the teams are very equal. Oh, and I forgot Billy's up here.
Billy's got something to tell too.
Yeah, so I'm sorry, Billy. So what's your thoughts? We were talking about the Eagles, but you want to talk about the Eagles or you want to talk about tonight's game?
I'm talking about the Eagles. I just want to throw this in you guys' face. I was at the blackout last week. It was a phenomenal atmosphere on inside the stadium, but I think the Eagles are playing good. They're playing well. They are on the defense. I don't know what they ate that morning, but they came to play 8 sacks, you know, they just don't always find that. But with the Dallas and the Giants, I'm taking the upset. I think the Giants are going to upset this.
I think they could do it too.
Well, I think the Giants are coming off such an embarrassing loss that they're going to come out ferocious. And Dallas, you know, is playing much better than they did. So if anybody's going to have a letdown, it could be Dallas. Like I said, the best scenario for that is that both teams lose, but that's not going to happen. So and of course we don't have any Eagles this weekend. I happen to like the Kansas City Royals in the World Series. I used to live in Kansas City.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking of you because I know you lived in Kansas City.
And as a matter of fact, the last time they were in the World Series, well, not the last time. I was out by 85, but that whole series when they played Philadelphia and, you know, that. So I was living in Kansas City.
I look at the Royals as a team of destiny. I mean, here's a team. They had to get into the wild card game. I went to sleep. In the wild card game, it was the sixth inning. They were losing 9-3 by 6 runs. I turned it off. I said, well, they're not going to.
They're over, yeah.
I woke up the next morning. They won the game. Then they go and played, who do they play in the division series? First series.
I don't remember.
I forget. The Angels.
Okay, right.
They swept the Angels.
Right. And they swept.
And then they moved on and they swept.
Well, and here's the other interesting thing. If I'm correct, the last time the Royals won the World Series, they were down in every playoff game by the maximum. They were down to one single elimination, came back and won 4 straight. I think at that point all the series were best of 7. I could be wrong. First was best of 5. But the first was best of 5, then they were down 2 games, and they came back and won the next 3. Then they went down 3 games, won the next 4, and then went to the World Series and went down the first 3.
I never thought they could win 4 straight against the Orioles. because the Orioles, you know, they were a 96-win team this year.
Right.
And to sweep them?
And without home runs. I mean, here's a team that just talk about playing the small ball. Small ball? Small ball. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But they have, when they get into the sixth inning, with their three top relievers, sixth, seventh, eighth inning, they bring them guys in. I think they haven't lost a game all year.
All right. Now, listen, how interesting is this? We got three guys talking to Louisville. CNN, you know, ESPN, come on, guys, give us a chance. We'll go on the air and we'll have these little conversations. In the meantime, we're at the – I'm sorry, you want to make one? No, you're going to leave that alone? All right, so anyway, we are at halftime about the – halftime's about to end, actually, and we are at George L. King Field where the score is Strathaven 33, Lower Marion 0, very close to a mercy rule, and we're going to be coming back in just a few minutes. Stay tuned and listen to our sponsors to keep us on the air, and we'll be back for the second half in very short order. Take care.
Baby, it's cold outside.
When you need dependable heating oil or propane delivery or expert HVAC service and repair, there's only one company to call, Wilson. Wilson is a full-service, family-owned company that delivers real value for your fuel dollars. Wilson does this by helping you use less fuel with energy-efficient products and Wilson's home energy audits. Wilson can make your energy bills easier to manage with automatic delivery and a monthly payment plan. Give Wilson a call today at 888-607-2621. Tired of grocery shopping in the same old megastore? Come over to Swarthmore and spend some quality shopping time at the Swarthmore Co-op Market. We've been your local community-owned grocery store since 1937 and feature local produce, sustainable meat, and seafood. We also offer a complete deli and prepared foods counter. Conveniently located in downtown Swarthmore at 341 Dartmouth Avenue. No membership required. Our 10th anniversary and our new building block party is October 18th. Come celebrate with us with 10% member discounts, children's activities, and live music and food at night. That's our all-day 10th anniversary block party on October 18th.
You feel the difference when you walk through our doors. The upscale decor, the comfortable atmosphere, the warmth of neighbors who are true friends. At Plush Mills Senior Living in Wallingford, we know what it means to live well. We're a rental community without the big entrance investment. A modern alternative to continuing care retirement communities where you're in control of your assets and your independence. With 158 apartments, Plush Mills is big enough to count on, small enough to care. Call 610-690-1630. To schedule the tour. It's a great place to live the good life.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's sponsors are Steve Tobbs, Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. Coco's Pizza in Brookhaven, Friday Night Football and Pizza. Mm-mm. After the game or any time, everybody loves Coco's. The Delaware County Daily Times. All high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Wilson's for all your oil and propane needs right here in Wallingford. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961. Located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. Brookhaven Auto Wash, from exterior washes to full detail service. Committed to customer satisfaction in Brookhaven next to Pep Boys. Plush Mills Senior Living Community, big enough to count on, small enough to care, in Wallingford. Sandra McCauley, your Century 21 Alliance real estate broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. Swarthmore Co-op Market, your sustainable community food market since 1937. Now back to the second half with Brian Carroll, Mike Mayer, and Billy Morgan.
Welcome back to halftime here at George L. King Field, and the Strathaven marching unit, as always, fails to disappoint. They are just tremendous. Sound, show, just the sheer spectacle of
yes, the mass.
400 plus students. And I love that as the season goes on, you're getting a few different songs each week. You're mixing it in. And, again, it's a testament to their talent and the direction that they receive. So, well done, marching unit, as always. All right, we have some score updates from all around District 1 and District 12 as we approach playoff season. Lots on the line at 3A and 4A. We'll start in the Central League, where Conestoga is getting a game from Radnor, 14-14. Early in the fourth quarter, Radnor was up 14-7 after a fumble return for a touchdown by Jack Lord. Conestoga scores on the first play of the fourth quarter to tie it at 14. Strathaven, of course, goes to Radnor in week 10. Mm-hmm. But Tom Ryan has it going up there, 3-4. The Red Raiders starting to gain some momentum. Conestoga at 5-2, certainly in the playoff hunt. A loss to a 3A team would devastate their playoff hopes. Speaking of playoff hopes, perhaps taking a hit, Marple Newtown, 4-3 tonight, going into Haverford. But Haverford at 5-2, a lot on the line as well. Haverford 24, Marple Newtown 14 in the fourth. So the Tigers, if they fall to 4-4, still with another tough game or two on their schedule, their playoff hopes could be in jeopardy. Haverford at 6-2. Puts themselves in a pretty good position, still with Garnet Valley looming in a couple of weeks. Also staying here in the Central League, Upper Darby 3-4 on the season, taking on 1-6 Pencrest. Upper Darby 27, Pencrest 14, now late in the third. Ridley is 5-2 and perhaps on a run here going and realistically could run the table and gain a playoff bid. They're doing the job tonight at Harriton, 34-7.
Not unexpected.
Ridley all over Harriton up in Villanova tonight. So that'll do it for your Central League scores at the moment. 33-0 here. Of course, the biggie, Garnet Valley and Springfield, both undefeated in the Central League. You have to wait till 10:30 a.m. tomorrow. Pat Patterson of GV Jaguar Nation says, yes, they are broadcasting it if you can't be there in person.
And Springfield is also broadcasting on their video network.
Okay.
So you can watch it on there.
Fair enough. That'll be good, too. But again, it should be a good one tomorrow morning now at Springfield after the lights went out tonight on Leamy Avenue. So
yeah, those are new lights, too.
No, that's right. So, all right, let's go up to the Suburban One League where a lot of the 4A teams are trying to solidify playoff spots as well. But let's look at a 3A-4A matchup in the Suburban One American. Upper Moreland at 5-2. They're on the losing end right now of a 21-7 score with 6-1 Upper Dublin. Upper Dublin perhaps playing themselves into a top four seed and a home game at the 4A level, believe it or not. Upper Moreland, a lot, like we said earlier in the year, everybody thought they were a year or two away. Not so much. 5-2, maybe 5-3 after tonight, but still in good position for playoff positioning at the 3A level. Also up in 4A levels, two teams on the outside looking in. Abington 14, Satterton 0. Both are 3-4 heading into tonight. It's an uphill climb for both of those squads. Central Bucks West having a tough go of it, 2-5 on the season. They trail Council Rock North, 8-0 was the last we heard there. The Indians on top. Council Rock North trying to go to 6-2. Conestoga and Radnor we talked about. Hapro Horsham and Plymouth White Marsh. Plymouth White Marsh cannot afford to lose to Hapro Horsham tonight. But it's 14-14 at halftime. So we'll see. PW and former Panther quarterback Mike Connor, one of the assistants up there for Dan Chung. So Plymouth White Marsh again at 4-3 has little to no room for error the rest of the way. But the Hatters giving them a game so far. Methacton 17, Owen J. Roberts nothing. No surprise there up in the Pac-10. Neshaminy has a mercy rule going against 0-7 Ben Salem. But Neshaminy also on the outside looking in right now. Last year they were your District 1 champ. Penridge, CB South. That's one of the biggies tonight. 21-21 at last glance. Josh Adams for CB South, now over 100 yards and two scores. And, of course, the big back at Penridge, he was over 165 yards at the end of the first quarter. So, again, they're keeping up the running games up there neck and neck. Penridge was up 21-7 at one point, but CB South is now even. Upper Dublin has actually now just extended their lead to 28-7 over Upper Moreland. And then the biggie up there, a statement drive, says Daryl Dobas of WNPV. North Penn opening drive of the second half leads Pensbury 17-14, undefeated, and second-ranked Pensbury in the state of Pennsylvania trailing North Penn. So, again, that's a big one tonight up in the Suburban One League. So we'll keep an eye on those scores, keep you posted. A lot of those games will likely end before ours here. A lot of those were 7 o'clock starts. We, of course, had a 7:30 start tonight. But North Penn at 4-3, but should they knock off a 7-0 Pensbury team, then, hey, that gets them a ton of bonus points. So in the meantime, and then the other, not really a surprise when it's all said and done, but you say, look at Bonner-Pendergrass at 7-0 coming into the seat tonight. But to have Archbishop Wood march into Upper Darby, 56-7 is your score now in the third. Anthony Russo, the starting quarterback, had 390 yards passing in the first half. So we'll pass those scores on.
Wood is at a different level of football.
I mean, it's incredible.
You know, they're just, you know, I expect we're going to see him at Hershey because I can't imagine anybody knocking them off. So we're still waiting for confirmation we'll be doing Hershey, but assuming we're going to be there, this will be the third time in a row, I think. They lost the first one.
Yeah,
right?
Archbishop Wood, again, the first time we saw them, they fell to Thomas Jefferson.
Right.
But they are coming off back-to-back state titles, that 2012 win over Bishop McDevitt, followed by an even more convincing win last year.
Yeah, that was the least of the games, I think.
Actually, no, I'm sorry. The first one was really the big. It was the state record where you had the People's Cousins, Desmond
right,
Peoples,
right,
and Brandon
right,
Peoples
right,
running
right,
all over. Noah Spence, who's now starring at Ohio State, again a very terrifically talented Bishop McDevitt squad 2 years ago, and Wood just flat out took them apart in a state title game, record-setting performance. Archbishop Wood, of course, we saw them up close at the state finals.
Mm-hmm.
We also saw them up close in 2010.
Yes, we
where,
did a few of their
ended,
games.
Ended Strathaven's run.
Well, and plus we were right out there to broadcast some of their games. Who'd they play? Who'd Wood play?
Allentown Central.
Allentown
Catholic
Central, that's
was,
right. That's right.
And then in 2010, Wood went up to Bethlehem, and that was the Brendan Nosovich Allentown Central Catholic team, his junior year, that went on to win the state title. That was 2010. 2011, they rematched at Northeast High School in Philadelphia over on Cotman and Algon, I guess, is where.
Cotman and something. I know where
yeah.
it is. But yeah, I think you are right, Algon. Right.
But, again, we've broadcast a couple games up there. And, again, that was a rematch, and in that second game, Wood took Nosovich and Allentown Central Catholic apart. But that was a fun team to watch as well, that Allentown Central Catholic team. Brendan Nosovich went down to South Carolina for a bit. Kevin Goulias, his record-setting receiver, is now catching touchdowns at my alma mater at Villanova. So, again, good to watch these guys on Saturdays and Sundays now.
And you know what? And I mean, hopefully some of them make the pros, but very few will make the pros. And it just tells you how exceptionally talented you have to be in almost any capacity to be a pro athlete in any sport, really.
All right, second half kickoff. Here we go. Alex Bratsis has it teed halfway between the hash marks, ready to kick it away to Marquise Gee. Or not, it's going to take a hop and be fielded by one of the up men. Looking for running room across the 25 and maybe the 30-yard line goes number 10, Brett Robert Sudler, the sophomore. And that's where Lower Marion will start, moving right to left to start this second half. Number 14 in on the tackle, Marcus Johnson for Strathaven, the senior. Hustling down to make the stop. His older brother, Steven, starring, speaking of the pros, still working hard for the Denver Broncos at the moment, so
right.
we keep an eye on the Broncos from afar here in Delaware County. First and 10 Lower Marion at their own 30-yard line. Strathaven starting defense on the field. Lower Marion has their starters in as well. 33-0 Strathaven at the moment. Brandon Jones is your quarterback. Two receivers to either side. He's in the gun. Fires to the outside. It is caught by Ward, who steps away from one tackle. Two tackles. Ooh. Dances to his right. Still on his feet. Out to the right sideline. 40, 45. And run out of bounds by Paul Samaru. Several missed tackles there for the Panthers. And we'll see where they spot it on the far sideline. They'll put it right on the 50-yard line. A gain of 20 for Ward. And a first down. His third catch of the night.
Just sloppy, sloppy defense. Boy, he should have been stopped three or four different times before we made that kind of yardage.
Jones, 5 out of 9 passing for 71 yards and an interception. But threatening to put it into Strathaven territory for the second time tonight here. Three wide this time. Slot is Ward to the left of the formation. Single receiver out to the right. Give inside and going nowhere thanks to Elijah Crew. Crew is going to drop their ball carry for a loss. See when they stand up. That's Nasir Jonick. No. Jonick dropped at the 48-yard line. Loss of 2 on the play. Second down and 12. So Jonick now.
I've got him only 2 carries for 3 yards.
Yeah, he's seeing time at running back after starting the season at quarterback, and Jones was a running back, so they basically traded places at this point. Second down and 12. In the gun again, Jones back to pass, looking to his left, fires the slant, and it is dropped.
Ooh.
Jalen Glasgow would like to have that one back. He caught that same pass earlier and went 44 yards down to the Strathaven 20. Couldn't squeeze it that time and falls incomplete. Third and 12 upcoming. So
heard a little hoofbeats in the back of his helmet, maybe? Yep.
All right, same formation. Glasgow and Ward, slot left. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Jones takes the shotgun snap, rolls to his left. Fires to the left flat, is complete to Ward, who dances away from one man, back to his right, and is slung down by Myers and Samaru after a gain of just 1. So a whole lot of work for a gain of just 1 yard. It's going to bring up 4th and 11, and the punt team. Nice tackling there. Lesenby missed the tackle but turned him inside to his buddies, and Samaru and Myers finished the job. Ward's 4th catch of the night goes for just 1. 27 yards in total. And on to punt it again is number 54, Jake Weinberg. Myers and Malone stand deep to return at their 25-yard line.
Got off a good punt last time. Let's see what he can do here.
4 plays for Lower Marion, and now they're punting it away again. Weinberg, no rush, good spiraling kick. It's going to take a hop inside the 25, inside the 20. Myers better get dance away from it. It does. And it rolls down to the 16, so not too bad.
Yep.
35 on the punt, no return, and the Panthers will start at their 16. If you're joining us late, the Panthers cashed in 5 times in their 6 offensive possessions in the first half. 4 different guys found the end zone. 2 touchdowns for Myers. 1 apiece for Malone, Bratsis, and a catch for Denzel Lesenby. 33-0 is your score, and the Panthers will go left to right here in their first possession of this third quarter. 10:05 is on the clock. John Fender under center. Turn and give is to Malone, and lots of room off the right side. Now speed up the sideline. 30, 40, and banged out of bounds. Just shy of midfield, Nick Malone rips off a bundle on his first carry of this second half. They'll step it off to the 48-yard line. Gain of 34, and Nick Malone is over the 100-yard mark again. 112 yards on just 7 carries.
We have exactly the same number of yards. For how many carries do you have?
I have him for 7 carries.
Wow, right on the money here.
Okay.
And consider how good you are at that. It's because I'm catching up with your abilities.
I don't know. You're telling me I'm even with the computer now? I never thought I was ahead of him.
Garbage
really.
In, garbage out.
All right.
That's my
Colin Waitsman into the game at split end. And give is to John George off the right side. Follows a block. Cuts back at the 35 inside the 40. Pushing the pile, and the whistle blows as he reaches the 38-yard line. Gain of 14 for John George on his first carry of the night. Nicely done. Tommy Tice is hobbled there on the tackle, and Tice will go down and take a knee here for Lower Marion. Malik Ward also in on the stop of George, but the junior linebacker.
Bring out water.
Injury timeout for Tommy Tyson, Lower Marion, rather.
We'll
send their trainer on the field. So while they give attention to Tom Tice, why don't we take a short timeout and be back to see if Strathaven can punch another one in here on homecoming. 9:51 play here in the third. Be back in a moment after the injury timeout on Haven Football.
Tired of grocery shopping in the same old megastore? Come over to Swarthmore and spend some quality shopping time at the Swarthmore Co-op Market.
We've been your local community-owned grocery store since 1937 and feature local produce, sustainable meat, and seafood. We also offer a complete deli and prepared foods counter. Conveniently located in downtown Swarthmore at 341 Dartmouth Avenue. No membership required. Our 10th anniversary and our new building block party is October 18th. Come celebrate with us with 10% member discounts, children's activities, and live music and food at night. That's our all-day 10th anniversary block party on October 18th.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Reese. Welcome back. 33-0. Strathaven on top and with the football, first and 10 at the Lower Marion 38-yard line. I will say I'll give you a couple more score updates in a moment, but then my computer is going to die. But I'll come back to that in a minute. First down give is to Rob McGee, straight up the middle at the 30. Stiff arm at the 25 and down to the 23 goes Rob McGee for a gain of 12. All right, the Panthers have multiple backs in the field now. Malone, Myers, and Bratsis likely done for the night on the offensive side of the ball. Denzel Lesenby checks out as well. Another hobbled Lower Marion player, Malik Ward now. So Ward is going to take a knee and there will stop the clock momentarily.
Get some updates.
We'll get you some updates momentarily, and then we'll rely on Mike for the rest, maybe.
Maybe.
It's my computer. I forgot my headset tonight. I forgot my power cord, and there it goes. North Penn now on top of Pensbury, 24-14. So a quick three and out for Pensbury, and North Penn on top by 10 all of a sudden over Pennsylvania's second-ranked team at 4A.
Okay, let me go on. Whoops.
Marple Newtown has cut into the Haverford lead, but it's still 31-21. Haverford on top of Marple Newtown. So we'll keep an eye on that. Michael, bring
what do you want me to bring up?
Michael, bring up the Twitter feed and see what else we can come up with. Quakertown has won. Quakertown has taken the lead in the Suburban 1 Continental. And on top of Council Rock South with a final of 19-7. So 8-0, the Quakertown Panthers. Unbelievable. Here, give off the left side. This is Naeem Bobo. Explodes into the secondary. And Naeem carrying tacklers. Flag on the play. And Naeem in for the touchdown from 23 yards out. We'll check the flag. I think this is possibly a face mask. We'll keep an eye on it.
Ugh.
Naeem Bobo headed to the sideline as if this was against Lower Marion. We'll see. Another injured Lower Marion. Three consecutive plays we have Lower Marion injuries. Down on the field now just Jared Estacio, but let's see what the call is.
What's Bobo's?
Number 28.
28 again, okay.
All right, let's see. No signal just yet. All right, it isn't. All right, here we go.
We have a touchdown on the play. The 5-yard face mask on the defense that'll be enforced on the kickoff.
Naeem Bobo's first touchdown of the year, the 5'9 senior, punches it in from 23 yards out. And with 9:22 to play here in the third, the clock will run now, with the exception of injuries and change of possession. So, running clock now. Alex Bratsis on to attempt the extra point for the sixth time tonight. Fender will hold. Dalton Leach will snap. Snap, spot, kick, up, and good. Pounding it through that time is Alex Bratsis. Strathaven 40. Lower Marion nothing. We'll take a short timeout and be back to see what Lower Marion can do on the offensive side of the ball. Glad you're joining us. See you live on the archive here on HavenFootball.net.
Baby, it's cold outside.
When you need dependable heating oil or propane delivery or expert HVAC service and repair, there's only one company to call, Wilson. Wilson is a full-service, family-owned company that delivers real value for your fuel dollars. Wilson does this by helping you use less fuel with energy-efficient products and Wilson's home energy audits. Wilson can make your energy bills easier to manage with automatic delivery and a monthly payment plan. Give Wilson a call today at 888-607-2621.
Ralph Lawler, the L.A. Clippers here. Keep listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Strathaven 40. Lower Marion nothing with 9:22 still to play here in the third quarter. Nyan Bobo's first touchdown of the season, 23 yards off the left side, and Panthers in fine shape now. Alex Bratsas has it teed, ready to kick it away one more time. Standing deep to return is Marquise Gee, the senior. Bratsas, line drive kickoff is going to angle inside the five and through the end zone for a touchdown. Touchback, rather. Good kick from Bratsas. He got all that one. Low line drive, but that'll put Lower Marion back at their own 20-yard line. Strathaven with scoring drives tonight of 90 yards, 85 yards. That last one, an 84-yard scoring drive. And they're 2 of 4 passing. And even the two incompletions could well have been caught. A couple of penalties, a couple of missed extra points. But aside from that, it has been awfully good. They have two runners over 100 yards in Malone and Myers. Bratsas at 69 by himself. McGee, George, and Bobo, Leach, all with double-digit yardage on just one carry apiece. First and 10. Brandon Jones in the gun. Two receivers to either side. Fires to the outside. This is Glasgow across the 20. John George wraps him up at the 26-yard line. And Jalen Glasgow picks up 6. So Jones is completed. 2 out of 3 here to start the second half. 78 yards passing in 12 attempts now. That's Glasgow's second catch of the evening. He has 50 yards through the air. Two receivers to either side. No, now we go trips right. Three to the right, one to the left here. To the left is sophomore Robert Sudler. On second down and 4, low snap, juggled and picked up, and now they're going to get him back at the 20-yard line. A sack for Sam Petrovich. Petrovich takes full advantage of the bobbled snap.
Would you consider that a snack? Was it?
Well, hard to say. I don't know if he was going to pass it or not.
Yeah, I don't know. We can.
North Penn on top of Pennsbury if you're joining us late. 24-14. Strong start to the second half for the Knights. And Dick Beck, you know, again, schedules some really tough games in the early season. They usually pays off well later on. Third and 10 from the 20. Back to pass. Jones fires to the outside. Juggled and incomplete for Malik Ward. Couldn't hang on. Had a little room, and we know what he can do in the open field, but Ward couldn't squeeze at that time. And 3 and out goes Lower Marion. Couple of drops here, Billy, in the early part of the third quarter for Lower Marion. On to punt it away is Weinberg. Nick Malone stands at the 45-yard line. My guess is he's been ordered to stay away from it or fair catch it. Clock ticks, 7:14 and counting. Good kick here from Weinberg. Malone does indeed signal fair catch, juggles it, and now nice job to recover. Took a fortunate hop. And Colin Waitsman with a heads-up play to pounce on it and give Strathaven the football inside the 40. Or just outside the 40 at the 42. So nice work by Colin Waitsman, another senior. All right, Carl Landholm in the game. Number 75, Jalen King. I'm sorry, 75 is Brian Dozier. Jalen King in the game as well. Petrovich in at tackle. Nyan Bobo is one of the halfbacks. Colin Waitsman in at split end. Splain, tight end to the right. Bobo, wing to the right. On first and 10 from the 42-yard line, Leach turns and gives to John George. George, the senior, bounces inside, outside. Another good cutback, and John George pushes down inside the 35 to the 31. Gain of 11 for John George, and again, that's another shifty runner right there. George and Malone out of that left halfback slot is they've been fun to watch. Jalen King checks in. Carl Landholm checks out, and King will snap it. From here on out, I would guess. Running clock circumstance now. 40 to nothing, Strathaven, midway through the third.
I've got George for 2 carries, 25 yards.
Yep. Oliver Williams is in at left guard. Your fullback is Rob McGee. Motion man, and the give is to McGee, the fullback straight ahead. McGee pushes inside the 25, carrying tacklers, and McGee loves to play lacrosse, but this is he's had himself a couple of nice games over the last couple of seasons. I remember last year, late in the season, stepped in and did a fine job against Harriton. He had a nice game with two touchdowns in, against Pencrest in Anthony Meyer's absence earlier this season. And there's nine more yards for Rob McGee. Tough, tough running. He's at 21 yards on his two totes. McGee's your fullback. Second down and one. Gives to Bobo off the left side. Naeem with room and a first down. Down near the 15, I believe. Let's see where they spot it. Just shy of that. We'll call it the 16-yard line over near that far side. And Naeem picks up five more. So the Panthers well on their way now to snapping a six-game losing streak. I meant to ask you, Mike, what was the last time they've lost six in a row? You probably have to go back to 94.
I think my son was playing for it. No, it was probably 96.
No, 96 is when the win streak started.
But okay, so it was 95.
95, okay. Yep. First and 10. Leach back to pass. Looking, firing to the outside. Has Colin Waitsman. Ooh, incomplete.
Nice
thrown to the
play.
Short flat and timed well by number 20, Brandon Jordan, to break it up. But Jordan a little worse for the wear on the big hit. He's back to his feet. He seems to be okay momentarily. He's going to sub out of the game. Waitsman couldn't quite hold it, and Leach 0 for 2 throwing it.
If he had hit Waitsman a second earlier, that would have been pass interference. He timed it just beautifully.
Nice work there from Jordan, and he'll check out of the game and try to catch his breath. Good sign, though, that he walked off on his own. Bobo wing to the right. McGee is your fullback, and he takes on a quick hitter. Lots of running room for McGee. Inside the five, he is pushing towards the goal line and just shy of the goal line. He's down near the one. Rob McGee picks up, well, they'll mark him at the two. Gain of 14 more for Rob McGee. 35 yards on just three carries. And go ahead, Billy.
Yep.
Rob McGee with three touchdowns on the season. T formation behind Dalton Leach. Leach on the keeper, pushing the pile, following his center, and let's see, did Leach get in? He did! Dalton Leach had one called back earlier. This time he punches it in. Dalton Leach, his first rushing touchdown of the season. A 2-yard burst up the middle, and the Panthers on top 46-0, 3:40 to play here in the third.
Well, that was, you know, typical Panthers that we've seen, you know, in years past. Just a nice balanced offense. Was it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 play series? And in for the touchdown on a short field.
Bratsis on to kick the extra point, trying to stretch it to 47. Snap is a good one. Ball spotted. Kick with plenty of leg. And it is good. So the Panthers 47, Lower Merion nothing. 3:40 to play here in the third quarter. Glad you're joining us live or on the archive. We'll be back in 30 seconds for more third quarter action. Homecoming at George L. King Field. The fans have had a lot to cheer about. Glad you're with us on HavenFootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Hello, this is Kevin Clancy. I'm the head football coach at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Coach Clancy, and head coach Kevin Clancy is on his way to his 282nd career win. 216 of those have been at Strathaven. This will be make number 217 is 47-0 here on homecoming weekend. And the Panthers still with plenty of time left. Bratsis, let's go. Another line drive kickoff. It's going to squib and roll out of bounds just in front of the pylon. So looking for another touchback there, but rolls out of bounds. Illegal procedure will give Lower Marion the football out at the 35-yard line and give the Panther defense a new look here. Zach Newlon into the game at linebacker. Marcus Johnson as well. Matt Splane still in there. Rob McGee in there at outside backer.
Did you get the time on that touchdown? Did you write that down?
3:40.
Okay, good yep. enough.
Kick out of bounds.
Our referee is a man of few words.
Yeah, he's just using the hand signals. Colin Waitsman and John George are your new corners. Roy Chung slides inside to safety. Two wide receivers to either side. Jones trying to get Lower Marion on the board. Give inside and not much doing that time. And Oliver Williams squashes Marquise Gee. They're going to lose a yard on the play. Nice work there by big 68 Oliver Williams, who's been starting all season on the offensive line, but some spot duty on the defensive line as well.
I'll tell you, it's always fun when you're offensive lineman and you get to get on that line and do a little bit of hitting.
Yep.
In the form of tackling,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, that's right. Jack Finley in the game now as well at nose guard. Number 78, Bill Gaynor in there as well, 6 foot junior. Finley is your nose guard. Dale Much in a defensive tackle as well. Three receivers to the right. Back to pass is Jones. Firing to the outside. He's got a completion out there. He's going to be shy of a first down as Waitsman knocks number 22 out of bounds. That's a catch for Amir Horton for the first time tonight. So Amir spots it where? Out to the 42 when they put it down?
Yep.
It's going to bring up third down and three. So Horton's first catch goes for 7, and Jones has completed 3 in a row all of a sudden and 4 of his last 5. He's up to 85 yards passing on his 13 completions. Third and 3. Lower Marion trying to move the sticks here. Motion man from left to right and a keeper straight up the middle. And it's going to be close. I think Jones has a first down. He's going to be close. Finley and Gaynor slowed him down momentarily. Splane on the stop as well. And we'll see. That will move the chains. First down, Lower Marion. That is the first positive yardage of the night in 5 rushing attempts for Mr. Jones, in 6 attempts, rather. So he's still at negative yardage on the night. But
I've got him at 5 for negative 8, but yeah, for what it's worth.
It's tough sledding against the Strathaven defense tonight. The run defense has been good. 2 wide receivers to either side again. Halfback on the right hip of Jones. They run the jet sweep to the near side. This is Malik Ward. Ward with running room, and he is slung down by Splane. Splane and Chung wrap him up at the 47. So a gain of, well, call it 3 out to the 48. So Jones, or Ward rather. Again, dangerous in the open field, but for the Panthers, from their perspective, thankfully they haven't given him much open field.
Nope, a few plays. And this is now a good time for our second string to come in and play some defense, and they're doing nicely.
They are. Dale Much, Jack Finley, and Billy Gaynor are down 3. Splane on the inside. McGee on the outside with Bobo. Zach Newlon in the game as well, the sophomore. Jones, back to pass. Firing on the slant. Oh, juggled and nearly intercepted then. Off the hands of Jalen Glasgow, and Matt Splane almost had it bounce into his lap.
Yep.
Dale Much checks. Now he stays in the game. Third down and 7 upcoming after the incompletion. And, you know, the last 3 incompletions off the arm of Jones have all been drops. He's been on target.
You know, Dale Much has 2 speeds, stop and run.
Everything
on the field is done at 100% speed, whether it's huddles or he's an amazing guy to watch.
Jones brings in the play with 24 seconds and counting to play here in the third quarter. 47-0 Strathaven. Lower Marion trying to get on the board. They were shut out in last year's meeting, trying to avoid the same fate tonight. Third and 7. Jones, 3 receivers to his right. He's looking that way on the rollout. Looking.
Get him.
He's going to let it go, and it is caught for a first down in Strathaven territory at the 38. Marcus Johnson on the stop, but Jalen Glasgow's picked up a bunch. And it'll be a first down for Strathaven after a gain of 14. So Glasgow's gain of 14 takes us to the end of the third quarter. Lower Marion on the move when we come back. Stick with us. Glad you're joining us here on HavenFootball.net.
Baby, it's cold outside.
When you need dependable heating oil or propane delivery or expert HVAC service and repair, there's only one company to call, Wilson. Wilson is a full-service, family-owned company that delivers real value for your fuel dollars. Wilson does this by helping you use less fuel with energy-efficient products and Wilson's home energy audits. Wilson can make your energy bills easier to manage with automatic delivery and a monthly payment plan. Give Wilson a call today at 888-607-2621.
Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers here. Keep listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer doing the color commentary, engineering, scoreboard watching, and more. Billy Morgan on the sideline, Pete Fulgenetti in the booth. Here, first and 10, Dale Much slings him down. Much, along with Billy Gaynor, in on the stop. Nice work there by the defensive line after a gain of just a yard for number 44, Tice. Good to see Tice back on the field, actually. He was hobbled earlier. Nicely done.
I'm sorry, Tice was a running back on it?
Yeah, Tice with his first carry of the night. Now he's going to go take a seat again, so he's hopefully going to be okay. But nice work there by Much and Gaynor on the stop. Second down and 10, no gain. Two receivers to the left, two to the right. Your halfback on the right hip is Gee. Jones looks to his left, fires the outside, incomplete. Ball wobbled. Coming out of the hand and off the arm of Ward, and now you have an injured lower Marion lineman here again with 11:05 to play here, and they've been dropping like flies, unfortunately.
Yeah,
they don't
have a lot of reserves,
tough,
too.
Tough injuries here.
Well, they're exhausted.
Earlier in the third quarter, you saw three players go down on three consecutive plays, and now you have another issue. Right here with 11:05 to play. Mike, if you have a score update in the...
Oh, let me see what I can find out here.
WNPV or with Twitter or... Hey, you got all sorts of...
Okay, here we go.
Things going.
The Upper Moreland.
Upper Moreland has lost to Upper Dublin 28-7. Upper Dublin goes to 7-1. Upper Moreland falls to 5-3. Council Rock North, no surprise, knocks off CB West tonight. Archbishop Wood has gone final 56-7 over Monsignor Bonner. 56-7, Wood over Bonner. Hapro Horsham now trails Plymouth White Marsh 37-24, so that's maybe a little more as expected. Neshaminy shuts out Ben Salem. Ben Salem is winless on the season, 38-0. New Hope loses to Del Valle 28-6. 42-21, Palisades over Notre Dame. Methacton in the Pac-10 crushes ONJ 32-6. We'll wait for that score to tick up there again. North Penn, Pensbury is now 24-21.
That's a good game.
Pensbury has cut into North Penn's lead there. 19-7, we mentioned earlier. Quakertown has gone final. They are 8-0. Penridge loses to CB South 28-21. So CB South with just one loss now. Good comeback there for the Titans. Firing inside, incomplete. Another incompletion. And again, Jones has been on target. His receivers have not held it. That one through the hands of Horton inside the 30, so it brings up fourth down and 10. Fourth and 10, and again, it's tough going on many levels now for Lower Marion here. But trying to keep this drive alive from the Strathaven 38. Two receivers to either side. Gee is your halfback. Looking to the left. Now fires the slant inside. Incomplete. Much better coverage that time for Strathaven. Mekhi Hill underneath and a man over top was Colin Waitsman. Incomplete. It falls and Strathaven's offense back on the field. Raheem Boyer checks in at tight end. Number 36 into the game is James Matika. At left tackle will be 75, Brian Dozier. And first and 10, Strathaven. John Fender is your quarterback. You'd probably have Colton Haywood into the game by now, but Haywood out of the lineup tonight with an injury. John George is a halfback along with Naeem Bobo. Rob McGee is a fullback. Motion man, a jet sweep to John George off the right side. Now speed across the 45-50. John George, bang down from behind. Ball came out. Let's see. And the Panthers are on it at the 48-yard line. Good heads-up play by Naeem Bobo, trailing the play to recover the fumble. But all the way to the 48-yard line. I'm sorry, to the 43-yard line goes John George. Took a bunch right there.
Who recovered the fumble?
Naeem Bobo, number 28.
Personal foul, face mask, defense.
Oh, boy.
First down.
That's multiple face mask penalties tonight for Lower Marion, and part of that is another sign of fatigue. Just not getting low to make a tackle. You're just reaching and
grabbing. That's
what happens.
You can feel a face mask, and the idea is don't clench your hand because then you'll get the penalty.
Rob Dubois checks into the game at guard alongside of 56 Ben McFetridge. On first and 10 from the 28. Give is to Marcus Johnson. Johnson bounces inside, outside, spins his way forward down to the 21-yard line. Johnson takes 7. Nice work there. Clock ticks. 8:39, 8:38 and counting to play here in the fourth. Checking back into the game is James Matika. 61, Rob Dubois checks out. And Fender brings in the play. So Strathaven will move to 2-6 on the season. Home game with Harriton next week, right?
Yep.
And then at Radnor in week 10. And stay tuned. We might have a week 11 this year. We'll see. Back to passes. Fender looking for it all. Down to the end zone. Gollin Waitsman has got it. Is he inbounds? Indeed. Touchdown. Trying to get Colin Waitsman on the board, and indeed it worked. Colin Waitsman on the receiving end of a 21-yard touchdown. Scored one last year and scores one this year. Colin Waitsman, the senior, rewarded with 8:01 to play here in the fourth. John Fender's second touchdown pass of the night.
Oh, it was Fender. Okay.
Again, Colton Haywood out of the game, or out of the lineup tonight. Otherwise, he'd likely be in the game as a sophomore. But Fender to Waitsman for 21 and a score. Bratsis takes the snap, spots it. Nope. I'm sorry. Fender took the snap, spots it for Bratsis, who misses wide right for a third time tonight. So the score stays 53-0. Strathaven with 8:01 to play here in regulation. We'll take a short timeout. Be back in a moment. You're listening live to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Tired of grocery shopping in the same old megastore? Come over to Swarthmore and spend some quality shopping time at the Swarthmore Co-op Market. We've been your local community-owned grocery store since 1937 and feature local produce, sustainable meat, and seafood. We also offer a complete deli and prepared foods counter. Conveniently located in downtown Swarthmore at 341 Dartmouth Avenue. No membership required. Our 10th anniversary and our new building block party is October 18th. Come celebrate with us with 10% member discounts, children's activities, and live music and food at night. That's our all-day 10th anniversary block party on October 18th.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you, you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. Strathaven has just punched in another one, 53-0. Colin Waitsman in on the tackle, or in on the touchdown. All right, kick off a low squib kick. It's going to be picked up by Ward at the 20-yard line. Looking for room up the left side. Tries to turn the corner. He's strung out there by McGee and slung down. Gain of just 4 on the return. Nice work by McGee to wrap him up. And some might say, why are you throwing the ball with a 47-point lead? And some would also counter with the idea of, look, you've got some seniors who've put in 4 years of hard work, may or may not get into games as their senior seasons wind down, and you're going to reward those guys. And Naeem Bobo and Rob McGee and John George in the backfield and Colin Waitsman at split end. Well, how else are you going to get the ball to a split end without throwing
right.
it? That's kind of the take on
it.
At this point. Three receivers to the right, back to passes. Jones looking, rolling that way. Eyes downfield, fires it, is deflected and nearly intercepted. Nice work there by Makai Hill, the sophomore, to leap up and knock it down. Makai Hill now forces Jones into his third straight incompletion. Second down and 10 upcoming. So the Panthers, with 8:01 to play in the fourth, punched in another one, and now the clock ticks. 6:55 and counting, even after the incompletion. Strathaven ending a six-game losing streak tonight.
I bet you they'll sleep good tonight.
Waitsman wants to check into the game, but says no. And I think the Panthers have 10 men on the field. Yeah, they do put Waitsman back out there. Mass substitutions here. Trips right again. Rolling to his right is Jones. He's going to keep it this time. Tucks it, and he ducks inside of one man. And nice work there to get the line of scrimmage plus one. Jack Finley was in the neighborhood to turn him back inside. And
Dale Mutch was right there. He's the one that forced the issue.
Gain of just a yard for Jones that time. Finley comes back a little frustrated, saying almost had him for a big loss. But Jones picks up a yard, brings up third down and nine. Lower Marion, on the other hand, takes on Ridley, Upper Darby, and then Radnor in the next 3 weeks. Strathaven, as we said, at home here for one more time at George L. King, and then at Radnor. And then there is talk of a Week 11 game. Opponent still to be determined.
Really?
Indeed.
Who do they think? Any
indeed.
Idea?
I do have ideas. We'll talk about it after the third and nine here.
Good enough.
Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Jones looking to his right. Fires a bubble screen to Ward, holds on, and dances inside, makes two men miss, and now reverses field to the left side. Ward, first down and more, sheds a tackle, and he pushes out to the 48-yard line, maybe.
No,
and Panthers think they have the football. Panthers all think they have the football. Let's see who comes out of the pile. I don't know. The officials, no signal.
No,
they're going to say Ward held on. So nice work there from McGee and Finley in on the stop.
Got the first down.
But Ward picks up 13 and a first down.
Yeah. So who do you think the opponent's going to be?
There is talk of Archbishop Carroll. There is talk of Chichester. So we'll see what happens. Here, first and 10 for Lower Marion. From their own 37-yard line after the completion to Ward. Jones going to fire to Ward again. Underneath, makes one man miss. Almost a replay. Dances out to his left and has some running room. Breaks another tackle. First down and more. Ward into the secondary and is finally slung down by Marcus Johnson at the Strathaven 42. But nice work there for Ward, and he got a bunch more that time. You know, I was talking last year with the Harrington coach and said we never can seem to get it all in the same place. Harrington 1 year will have the size but not the skill. Lower Marion this year has the skill but not the size. The circumstance when you have a split school district. Low snap goes through the legs of Jones and he falls on it back on his side of the 50-yard line at the 48. So they lose a bundle there. Loss of 12 on the play. It's going to set up second down and 22. But again, six catches now for Ward for 61 yards. Jones is over 100 yards passing now on the night in 20 attempts. So, again, the passing game was not really what Strathaven was expecting to be a strength of Lower Marion coming in. But when it's all said and done, Jones has 133 yards passing, and several other passes have been dropped. Second down and 21 from the 49. Jones fires a slant again. Nearly intercepted. Naeem Bobo got his left hand on it and couldn't hang on. So they'll try it again on third down and 21 as Bobo swats it away. Strathaven band making the best of their evening. Can you hopefully hear them in the background?
Oh, they can hear them.
Third and 21 with 3:29 and counting to play here in the fourth. Strathaven 53, Lower Marion nothing.
Who was that pass attempt to? You remember? Was it number 10?
Yes.
Warwick Sudler?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. And Sudler again singled up on the left of the formation. Trips right. Jones in the gun one more time. Looking, rolling to his right. Eyes still downfield. He's going to be under heavy pressure. Ducks inside, and now into the secondary he goes. Tripped up there nicely at the 41-yard line. Makai Hill with the tackle. And he tumbles across the 40 to the 39, so it'll bring up fourth down and about nine. Nice work there by Jones to pick up a few. So he's almost up to 0 yards rushing, I think. Well, actually, he's at about 0 yards on eight carries. Again, most of his yardage tonight has been of the negative variety with Strathaven front seven doing the job. Gaynor, Finley, and Much in there as you're down three at the moment. McGee, Nulon, Bobo, and McFetridge are your linebackers. Back to pass on fourth down. Firing over the middle. Goes high for Ward and incomplete just through his hands and then just through the hands of Marcus Johnson down near the 20-yard line. Incomplete, it falls. And Strathaven's offense goes back on the field. Well, 2:14 to play here in regulation. My guess is the Panthers will run a couple of plays and be happy to take a knee. Zach Nulon into the game at halfback. Dalton Leach is your quarterback. George checks out, and as does Rob McGee. Raheem Boyer in at tight end. As they huddle, Makai Hill will be in the backfield as well. Makai lines up wing. No, not a wing now. He's in the backfield alongside Nulon, the fullback. Tight end to the left is Boyer. Gives to Nulon straight up the middle. Zach Nulon explodes into the secondary. Across the midfield stripe into the 47-yard line. Nulon takes 16 on his first carry of the evening. And the Panthers move the chains. They'll spot it at the 46. Not too bad there for the Strathaven sophomore. Gain of 15. And they'll line it up again. Wing to the right is Van Bobo. And the give on the counter is Makai Hill. He explodes into the secondary. And he is near first down yardage again. Nice work here for sort of a maybe a JV warm-up of sorts. JV plays Monday afternoon. And Hill takes nine on that last run. Sudler on the tackle for Lower Marion as we tick down inside of a minute. Strathaven will snap it at least this one more time and probably run a play with some of the, many of the sophomores in there. So Strathaven will move to 2-6 on the season with a couple more games still to play.
Possibly three.
Could be, or more. Who knows?
That'd be interesting to see.
That would. Dalton Leach on the keeper picks up the first down. Just needed a yard, got a yard, and that'll move the chains and let them, I believe, now they're going to say third down. They say he pushed it forward not quite a yard and inches to go, but I do not think the Panthers will need to snap it again. They'll start the play clock at 21 seconds. They do not need to snap it. All right, 17 seconds, 16 seconds. Leach will huddle them, but I do not think they will snap it as everybody's lining up at the midfield stripe, ready to shake hands and call it a night. And we will, after these words from our sponsors, do the same. But, boy, this one felt good. After six long weeks of some pretty tough losses, some agonizing losses since Labor Day weekend, the Panthers glad to run wild against Lower Marion tonight. 53-0 is your final score. Stick with us. Be back for a short wrap-up, maybe some scores from elsewhere, and be back in moment on havenfootball.net.
You feel the difference when you walk through our doors. The upscale decor, the comfortable atmosphere, the warmth of neighbors who are true friends. At Plush Mills Senior Living in Wallingford, we know what it means to live well. We're a rental community without the big entrance investment. A modern alternative to continuing care retirement communities where you're in control of your assets and your independence. With 158 apartments, Plush Mills is big enough to count on, small enough to care. Call 610-690-1630 to schedule the tour. It's a great place to live the good life.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This broadcast is copyrighted by havenfootball.net.
for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without HavenFootball.net's consent is prohibited.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Well, just before we came out of the commercial break, that had about 10 seconds that just made my year. I love at the end of every game when the Strathaven, after they shake hands, come over and salute the band. And leading the charge over here with huge smiles on their faces were a pair of seniors, Jack Finley and Dale Much, sprinting and just, you know, fired up after a great contribution in the second half tonight. And the end of a six-game losing streak, 53-0, Strathaven on top of Lower Merion tonight. And it was a long time coming for a lot of kids who have worked awfully hard but have just been a play or two away and really four games this year. This is a team that, as we said earlier, could very well be 6-2 or 5-3 coming into tonight. The record doesn't always reflect all the breaks that you do or don't get in the course of a high school season.
No doubt about that.
Well, any other score updates, Mike, from the Twitterverse or
we
anything
did that
else?
One. Not really.
All right. So in the meantime, we'll just call it a wrap and say, Hey, you know, check out Haven Football the rest of the weekend. Check out the Delco Times and see how the playoff picture is shaping up and a whole lot more. But in the meantime, we'll be back on the air next Friday night, same time, same place, 7:30 kickoff, 7:15 for the pregame, and hopefully, as Pete Volgenetti says, hopefully the same results.
That's right, absolutely.
Strathaven will take on Harriton. Harriton, again, lost to Lower Merion 14-10 last week, played about evenly. Harriton, that being said, has a good, strong passing attack with Pat Stewart. He's had 300-yard passing games a couple times this year already. So Strathaven secondary will have to be ready to go. But if the offensive line and the running backs do what they did tonight, it should be pretty smooth sailing for the Panthers. And we'll see if they can repeat a performance like tonight just 7 days from now. Thanks again to Billy Morgan for the work on the sideline tonight, to Pete Fulgenetti in the booth, to Athletic Director Chip Carroll for getting us set up here, for Mike Mayer doing color commentary, engineering, scoreboard watching, and everything else that is HavenFootball.net. Check in again in the next couple days for play of the game, stats, and a whole lot more. Otherwise, you'll hear back from us next Friday night right here at George L. King. But for tonight, we'll live with it. Strathaven 53, Lower Merion nothing. Good night, everybody. Brian Carroll signing out. Good night and great football.
This internet broadcast has been a production of HavenFootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved.